correct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Superiority Complex. I sound weird for some reason. We were talking before the show, sounded great. Now we're here, and I sound weird. Oh, you know why I have those other two microphones
why?
On?
Why?
Oh, is
one,
that right?
Two.
How do you kill them?
Yeah, John, talk.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
Is that perfect?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
John and Jay. Yeah, did you hear how we were getting that echo?
No.
We're getting a little bit. I got a little bit of echo in the camera.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah, not even a little bit.
Just
okay.
Those old
man ears. Oh, sure. I'm the jerk. I'm the one with the delusions.
The gaslight. There's no gaslight.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that. There's no light in the house.
Gaslighting. Now that's such a common phrase now.
And they probably don't know what it comes from.
Well, and especially, you know, a lot of people use it in reference to what Trump does.
Gaslighting.
He's gaslighting, where he'll just deny something that he says, or just a blatant lie.
And without the French accent, it's not nearly as charming.
Is that true? You like it better with like
Charles Boyer.
Yes.
You know, that's the thing about that movie. You start hating Charles Boyer. Like, ugh.
Yeah, we always talk about that. How
get this guy.
Certain actors inhabit the role, and you end up hating. Like, anytime I watch Casino, I hate Sharon Stone for about a week.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's so good in that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Love gaslighting. But they,
well, yes. You got a president who does it.
Oh, yeah. you dreamers are great. Get out. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, fantastic. Like, what do you got? What's the headline on today's Dreamers Crushed? Trump to phase out protections for 800,000 young immigrants.
Well, then.
Yeah, well.
That's a smart idea.
Now, here's the thing, though. I know this isn't racially motivated because he, you know, following the rule of law, he just, you know, they're arguing that they're following the rule of the law, right?
And, yeah, in a pig's eye.
They're ending DACA, which is also the same reason they pardoned a good American like Sheriff Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe.
Y'all love, everybody in the room here loves Sheriff Joe, don't you?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck. Put down the torches. Now, y'all love Sheriff Joe, don't you? Now, don't get carried away. Pitchforks down. All you over there, take it easy. Who in this room doesn't like Sheriff Joe?
Love him. Got it. I love him. Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing, though.
I love that all these guys on the GOP are like, this isn't even smart economically. It's not even smart.
They're it's like, not smart in any way, shape,
you know what
or form.
I mean? Even the guys you'd think would be on board are like, oh, wait a minute. We're going to get fucked out of some jobs here.
What I loved was that that Obama came out, and, you know, he's been very reticent to criticize the president openly. And he came out on Facebook and very
finally
basically said, look, you know, the gist of it was, you know, this is cruel. This is heartless.
Yes. And, no reason for
and,
it.
And he's a fucking idiot.
And the reason I used an executive order to push it through was because Congress was sitting on their hands.
That's right. That's right.
And he, in a roundabout way, said, look, I knew that somebody could come by and tear this down. And he basically implied, but I never thought anybody would actually be that heartless. Basically what?
I'm glad he waited until it was really a, you know what I mean? There's so many things he could have gotten on and talked about the last 7 months. And this shows, you know, he really waited until it was just something completely just egregious, you know?
Yeah, because I guess you could, you know, he could have come out and criticized the way he's going to get us all into nuclear war.
I mean, there's a million things he could have come across. And ex-presidents pretty much like to just lay low and say, well, let him make his mistakes. I'm not going to talk. That's something you kind of see. None of them really come out and do that. Even Bush. That's the one thing you can say about W is that the whole time Obama was in, he just sort of like laid low and didn't say, oh, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
he went
to his paintings.
But this says a lot that this is finally Obama says something and this is what he's talking about. You know, this obviously meant a lot to him, you know.
Well, I had a friend text me today and said, hey, can you explain? I just don't understand what this whole thing is. Can you explain what DACA is and what the.
Yeah.
And when I explained it all, this person said, well, what. This seems – why would he want to end this? It doesn't seem like it's hurting anybody. And I said it's not. It's just the idea that this is the base that he's appealed to.
Bingo.
That, you know,
it's like the wall. Why do it? To get your base. Those rabid core that won't leave him for anything, he's got to do stuff like this to get him back in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason to do something like this or build that stupid wall is so that diehard base doesn't leave him. Because he has not expanded his base. The only thing he can do is with a white-knuckle grip hang on to every lunatic that voted for him the first time around.
Exactly.
The core base. There's no other reason to do this kind of crazy shit.
No.
But if you don't do this stuff, you'll lose your hardcore middle base. You know.
Well, if you look at the cost, this is gonna cost. They're already saying it's gonna affect the GDP.
Yeah.
It's going and the people, the DACA. All the recipients of DACA have to renew every 2 years. It's $500 every time they renew. Yeah. And there's 800,000 of people. Yeah. You know,
that's
a lot of money. None of them have criminal records.
Right.
Have to have a clean record.
Yep.
So it's not like they're here, you know, scamming or doing anything like that. They're not.
Now you're fixing it so they can't get a job above board.
now you're basically turning 800,000 people into.
Yeah.
You know, lawbreakers, and for me, my fear is this is just, you know, the Obama administration trying to do something decent for people who, through no fault of their own, were brought here under whatever circumstances. And let's face it, most of their parents are probably trying to escape horrible circumstances somewhere else,
right?
As is usually the case.
That's right.
So now you're turning them into criminals, and through no fault of their own. And my fear is they put their faith in the American government, and they basically outed themselves. Mm-hmm. And now there's a whole list, a registry, if you will, of people that they can just go after and pick off and ship out.
That's right.
And that's really what the fear is for me. That's my biggest fear.
You're forcing good people to go underground, basically.
Yeah.
You know?
Where have we seen that before? I've seen this somewhere before. I don't know. But I don't know.
But they're very fine people.
On both sides. You know, it's like we always say, John, we always joke around. And I hate to start out on such a bummer. Hopefully we'll flip it.
But we'll start with the dump truck.
This has really been on my mind the last couple of days, obviously, because the opening salvo in Trump's campaign was obviously against Latino people and you know, me being brown. I think this is going to hurt people I know. This is going to hurt people I know and people I'm friends with. And there's a very real chance that they may be forced to leave. I don't know how to reconcile any of what I'm feeling. You know, it's anger, and it's also that feeling in the pit of your stomach of just disgust and hopelessness in a lot of ways.
You can't believe it.
It feels so un-American.
Exactly. You can't believe it's here, that this is happening here.
Yeah. You know, it's everything. It goes against everything that – and I think I've spoken about this before. We've talked about how there were a lot of people that knew – where Trump's election basically confirmed what a lot of people knew about America, but it wasn't really – it was kind of this unspoken thing that America –
it was under the rock.
It was, exactly.
We knew they were here, but we never actually saw them.
Exactly. America was still very racist, you know, still very backward in a lot of ways, and there were people that would take us back to, you know, pre-civil rights America if they had the chance, and now they have the chance. And they seem to be doing it bit by bit. And so when I see this happening to my country, to people who are of my culture, and I think that's what a lot of America First people have a hard time with. You can be American and still be part of another culture. And I think a lot of people have problems with that. And the fact is a lot of people who are, let's say, America Firsters, maybe their ancestors were from Europe. There's a whole ocean that divides you. So you don't have that contact. But if you're from Latin America, Mexico, Central America, you know, South America, you know, you basically share a border, and you still have constant especially here where we live in the Southwest. You know, we live out here in LA.
They were saying anybody on the West Coast knows somebody that this is going to affect.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about not knowing your history, that 100 years ago or more, this would have been the Irish or the Italians or the Chinese or
Japanese.
If you're from Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
So that's why it helps if people know some history, that this isn't the first time this has happened. They usually – it's always a different country that they're targeting. This just happens to now be Mexico.
And then, of course, who do you – and a lot of people were calling Trump cowardly. They were saying, oh, what a coward not to not to come out and you're going to end this and you make Jeff Sessions do it. Let me tell you something. Jeff Sessions was champing at the bit to come out here and just basically – they probably had to curb him. We're kicking the Mexicans out. He wanted to say it so bad.
I know they had to shoot a rhino tranquilizer in him. It's like, down, wait, hold it. Don't open the door. Okay, he's out. Okay.
Whatever you do, don't say wetbacks. Don't say – they probably had an earpiece. Don't say wetbacks. Don't say it. But, yeah, of course, who else do you get? You get, you know.
All right. So is this the wake up call? Finally, next, you know, 2018, 2020, now? I mean,
well, you have,
did anybody think this wouldn't happen? So have, now what?
You already have the mayor of New York. You have the attorney general in, I think, the attorney general of the state of Washington. The California attorney general are already saying, we're going to fight it.
Yep.
We're going to fight
Good.
It in court. We're going to take Good. It to court.
Good.
And so we'll see what happens. And, you know, if you know somebody who is a DACA recipient or is benefiting from DACA, do everything you can to help them. I retweeted something. I'll try to find it again. Call your representatives. Write. Call the White House. Whatever you have to do, flood the boards. This isn't just bad for the it's not just bad for the economy. It makes us bad citizens. I think it makes us all.
And that should be enough. But if you're not looking at that, or if you think that's nothing, then yeah, look at how it's not going to be good for the economy either. You know?
Yeah.
It should be enough that you're doing this to another human being.
Yeah, you're
but
helping
if you can't
people.
Look at it like that, look at what some of these. Some of these businessmen are saying this isn't even good for that. It's not even good for the for
billions
business.
Of dollars yeah. just down the drain.
I think
just
so.
Because
all
we
you're thinking
kick
about is money. Then look at it from that angle.
Well, Microsoft has, I think, 30 plus DACA recipients, and they're saying we're going to fight it.
Yeah, the tech industry hates this shit. You know,
yeah, because they
just want the best minds. Period. They want people. You know what I mean? It doesn't
they don't
matter
care where
to
they
them.
Come
exactly.
From, yeah.
So they hate this stuff because they just want the best people. Regardless of where they're coming from, you know.
Yeah. so yeah, please do everything you can. Help your fellow. I'm going to say it. Help your fellow Americans.
Yeah.
They were born. You know, they may not have been born here, but they're raised here, and they're just as American as you and me.
You're born on immigrants. That's
yeah,
our whole.
We were
nation.
All the whole.
We're all immigrants.
Everybody here.
And that's right.
Whether you came from the Mayflower,
unless
or,
you're Navajo or Hopi or something, yeah, everybody is is an immigrant.
Yeah, you know, Tawny was saying on her Facebook page, the irony of somebody who came from somewhere else telling people to go back where they came from is just. You just can't
again, I hate to keep saying it, but again, know your history. You know, signs in New York that said, you know, that no Irish, no blacks, no dogs. You know what I mean? That sort of thing. Everybody has had a target on their back at one time or another.
Almost everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go back far enough, just about every ethnic group has had.
It's just funny that everybody wants to get in and close the door. That's what's funny. Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you've been here long enough, you know, like, which is. Yeah.
But yeah, they were saying, I was reading, I wish I had pulled it up somewhere, or I had bookmarked it. They were saying that it was an old interview with Jeff Sessions, and he was showing admiration for the one of the immigration laws of 1924, and it was probably the most
exclusionary.
It's the most exclusionary. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was the one where it wasn't just like Asians and it was also the Eastern European, the Slavs.
Yeah,
you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
because they were saying, you know, he was saying that.
Yeah,
I forgot what word he was, but you know, American culture, in other words, white culture was in danger of being the minority.
Even though white culture is an amalgamation of like every other culture.
I know. It's like what? So what country is that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it could be us if we weren't jerks. If we were just, we would just melt. I know. What a bummer way to start the show. Hey, let's call Brent from the home video.
Yeah.
He'll cheer us up.
Now that we're all bummed out, let's call Brent.
But seriously, yeah, we're going to call.
Hi, Brent.
We are going to call. Hi, Brent. Hey, Brent.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Hey.
We are going to call Brent in a second. He finally pulled The Empire Strikes Back.
Thank God.
And, man, you know, we were just. Brent, it's funny because he tries to avoid talking about politics, which is the best. That's why I like listening to his show, because they're just talking about whatever movie they're doing. So I figured we needed to, but I just needed to get it off my chest.
And, yeah,
get it all out there before we start talking to Brent.
Yeah, we want to talk to Brent, and we're also going to do in a minute. We're going to do some shout outs to some other podcasts, and like we've been doing lately. And then we're meeting a lot of great other podcasts, podcast hosts online. So it's pretty cool, and we're people are starting to listen to us. So we're starting to expand our audience. So I feel like
thank
is
you,
that right?
People.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of good feedback from we're in a group that somebody called the Castaways. So it's podcast
podcast.
So the Castaways. Bless you.
Thank you.
Or as we say,
bless you.
Bless you.
I was going to bring you an article. The Daily, I guess it was the Times. No, the Daily News did a. They did a roundup of. Their 10 favorite local podcasts.
Yeah. What they
in the LA area?
Yeah, cool. What they get? Was Never Not Funny on there?
I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to bring it. I'm going to read it and then bring it to you.
Yeah, not yet.
Number one.
We're getting here. We're getting
here. The first thing I did, yeah, is look and see if we were on there.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
And I threw it in the trash.
But it, you know, it, honestly, thanks to everyone who is following us or everyone from the podcast group who has taken time to give us a listen.
Yeah.
We tend to do a longer show than everybody.
Is that true?
It's true. Everybody, some shows are about an hour.
That's why we're the superiority complex.
Well, I think, well, my thing is, it's such an effort for everybody to get here
mm-hmm.
that I feel like making, like, Justine and Patrick couldn't be here today, but they drive all the way in. They're about 30 miles away. You're about 30 miles away, maybe, give or take, yeah. right, Jake?
Ish.
John, I'm about three blocks away.
John, you're about 3 blocks away.
I rolled out of bed
but
and walked three blocks.
I drive in from about 10 miles away. Yeah. And
so you don't want to just make it an hour.
I don't want to just make yeah, try to do – but, yeah. we, you know, I sometimes I feel like it's running out of steam and I should call it, but I just let it go. But I feel like that's part of – but that's why I try to do breaks and
it's
all that stuff.
It's part of our charm.
It is part of our charm.
And have you ever had anybody say it's too long?
Oh, no, John.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, no, John.
That's kind of a personal question, isn't it? how long is it, sir? It's a real personal question, isn't it?
The great Monty Python. Oh, yeah. Liz from the Nerdy Bitches. Here, let me ask you this, John.
Yes.
Push, come, shove. And I know they're apples and oranges.
Yes.
Which is funnier to you?
Yes.
Blazing Saddles?
Yes.
Ooh.
Or Holy Grail?
Ooh. Very tough. People
yeah,
do,
that's
people
what I said, too.
And two totally different types
yeah,
of humor.
Yeah, that's what I said,
people
too.
Do that a lot. And I, sometimes they'll pose it to me differently. They'll say Young Frankenstein or Life of Brian. And I'll just go,
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I can choose between Life of Brian and Holy Grail.
Yeah, yeah.
Dumb and Dumber?
Or pick me. You know, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Or Dumb and Dumber.
That's right. There's an Ace Ventura or Blazing
well,
Saddles.
What I told her, I said, when I want something just – absurd,
yeah.
Then it's Holy Grail.
Yeah.
If I want just belly laughs,
yeah.
It's Blazing Saddles.
Very tough for me. It's almost like it's truly like a 4-way tie between Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Life of Brian, and Holy Grail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said it's kind of like the Marx Brothers versus the Three Stooges. Sometimes you want to just watch slapstick
right.
and. You know, Blazing Saddles, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, but it's very akin to what you see on Three Stooges.
It's so tough.
Yeah, it is. It's a
so
tough one.
Tough.
It's a tough one to call. But
really tough.
I would say for me, Blazing Saddles edges it out, just because I'm in the mood. I'm in that kind of mood where I just
more
want
more often.
Yeah, more often.
Yeah, it's almost impossible. Gun to the head. I don't even know that I can pick. I'll tell you what it is. When I really, really have to pick, I usually pick Young Frankenstein above everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
That's hard too.
Yeah,
if you gave me the choice,
I just
between...
don't know because I don't know of another movie where it's getting a laugh. You know, every 30 seconds, it's getting a laugh out of me.
Yeah,
even if it's not a punchline, it's just the way somebody's looking, or
Gene Wilder's delivery.
Yeah,
is just
the delivery.
Perfect.
So just like his eyes, just the face he's making. You know, he's like warming up for the punchline, and you're laughing already.
He's so good in that.
Like the setups are funny. You know that they're just like winding up, and you're laughing. You
must have a huge von Stucker.
Yeah, and yeah, that's the thing. Everybody, and it's great. Everybody is in that. That's in that movie is
there's
great.
No weak links.
Yeah, Madeline Kahn, you know, when you think about it, she's not in it as much as the rest of them. She's amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Kenneth Mars.
Yeah.
Always great. Just
yeah.
He's in it like 5 minutes.
Oh, and every scene is just a steal, you know?
To the Lamayot! I love it.
You're laughing before he says anything. You see that he's got the monocle over the eye with the eye patch. And you're already laughing.
A riot is an ugly sink.
I love that. What? A riot is an ugly thing?
A riot is an ugly thing.
Following in his father's footsteps. Is what? Footsteps, footsteps.
Oh. He does that little dance.
Footsteps, footsteps. To the lumberyard.
I'm going
to
go watch it. All right, let's call Brent. See what's up. Let's call him. We're calling all the way to Ohio.
The Young Frankenstein or Blazing Saddles? That's the question.
Tough. I know. I've had that put to me. It's very tough. What would you pick? Blazing Saddles or Young Frankenstein?
Young Frankenstein, probably.
Yeah, it's tough.
Barely, though.
Very tough.
Here we go.
Yes.
Call him. Boom.
Okay.
Hello?
Is this the home video hustle hotline? I've got some suggestions to make.
Oh, what would they be, sir?
Listen, we got to put some movies in that bag. We got to get Big Trouble in Little China in that bag, right?
I just bought that.
Yes!
Oh, nice.
Brent, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're good. I know this is last minute. Thank you for calling. Or no, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for picking up the phone.
Thanks for picking up the phone. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thanks for letting us call you.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on out in Ohio, man? How is it out there?
It's pretty good. It's finally getting cool out here.
Now, wait, I forgot. On the group, do you say you hate hot weather or hate cool weather?
I despise hot weather.
You need to get out here, baby. It's like 100 degrees. No.
It was 106. Last week, it was 106.
Yeah. All week.
I can't do it. I just walk down the sidewalk punching people.
It's about right.
Throw chops left and right.
Yep.
It's about right, yeah.
It's only frustrating here. What trips me out, where I lose it in my head, is if it's hot all day and then the sun goes down and it's still hot, that's when I start to get angry.
Yeah.
That's when I start to get angry. But you guys get a lot of humidity out there. We don't really get the humidity. Although everything's on fire here right now, so there's a lot of smoke in the air. It looks like something right out of it's like a disaster
movie.
Like
three fires going on.
See, we got to move to Ohio. What's going on? So, Brent, we wanted to call because we saw you finally. Oh, by the way, I don't think you've ever spoken to. Have you ever been here when John? Has John been here the last time we called you? I don't think he has.
No,
I think he's avoided me both times.
avoiding by sleeping. Yeah.
Well, now you guys have met. So, but he's a big fan Brent is one of our. He listens right away.
Really,
gives us feedback on Twitter right away.
Get out of town.
He does.
He listens to us.
He listens to us. Yeah, I can't believe it. All 4 hours every week.
I know. It's like, isn't it over yet?
Luckily, he works a lot, so he's like, he's got
like watching the extended Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I just bought the Lord of the Rings too, but not the extended version.
Ah,
are you finally going to watch it?
One day, I bought that and Harry Potter, so one day, me and PJ are going to go through that.
You know, my daughter just started reading Harry Potter, and I'm not the biggest Potter fan, but my wife is. And I'm kind of happy because my daughter and I share all these different nerd things. We both like video games and stuff. So we bond a lot over stuff like that. And her mom didn't really have anything like that. So I can't be mad. It's not my thing, but I can't be mad at it.
They get the bond now.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, but the movies are worth checking out. They're cool.
They're good.
They're all right.
I bought the first Lord of the Rings and the first Harry Potter. So one day, me and PJ, we're just going to do a bag full of movies that neither one of us have seen before, and those will be in here.
That's a good one. That's a good idea.
I think you'd like Lord of the Rings. I don't know if he will.
No, I think PJ might.
I don't know. It's because it's okay. It's like a good action fantasy movie, but you kind of have to pay attention.
Yeah, but because
there's a lot of story plots.
It beats reading the book. Right?
It does beat reading the book.
Yeah, I've seen the book. I'm
20 pages of like leading up to Cliff Top.
It's like the yellow pages.
Brent, you watch Game of Thrones though, right?
Oh yeah, I love Game of Thrones.
Okay, then you're fine because you know it's. I don't think there's any more plot elements than there are in Game of Thrones. So I think
as a fact, you've got more characters to keep in track of in Game of Thrones. I would say more characters.
Yeah. You know, it's just a matter of whether or not you like that deep a level of fantasy because there's some fantasy in Game of Thrones,
but you don't have elves and fairies and stuff.
In Game of Thrones and hobbits.
I got a bunny
and elves, no orcs, minorities.
Goblins.
That's my biggest problem with Game of Thrones.
Well, you got the elves
or not Game of Thrones?
You have the wildlings.
Yeah, in Game of Thrones either. Well, I guess the Dorns are kind of Mexican.
Kind of.
I guess
they're the Dorns, Native American kind of people.
I don't know. They have the accent like this. They talk like Antonio Banderas. Nasal neck.
No.
I will kill you, Mountain, because you have killed my wife.
Well, you got Grey Worm and Daenerys's translator.
Oh, Daenerys's translator.
Yeah.
Your wife, Daenerys.
That's her full name.
How many wives do you got?
Listen,
Marta?
Don't ask questions, Brent. I'm the host.
That all Salma Hayek.
Polygamy is a normal thing out here on the West Coast.
Oh, that's right. Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek is my wife. My wife, comma Salma Hayek. Period. That's how we refer to her.
That's your Earth 2 wife. Yeah. Earth 3.
Salma Hayek is up there.
This universe.
You know, I'll tell you what. I always forget her name in Game of Thrones. She's new. No, she's not my wife, but she is.
The one that plays
the
translator.
Gorgeous. She is gorgeous. Yeah. Let's be sexist pigs for a minute. She's gorgeous. Okay. That's okay. I mean,
that's okay to say she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
You're not saying she's stupid. You're just saying she's gorgeous.
That took a turn.
No, I was like, you didn't say.
Well, objectively, that's also not being sexist either. If she actually is stupid.
She actually is one of the smartest people.
That character is
one of the smartest ones on the show. Yeah.
Love it. So, okay, let me ask you this, Brent, since we got you on the phone on Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to make it? Who do you think isn't going to make it? Like, out of the bigger characters, who do you think is going to go out by the end?
I was just joking about this with my friend. I said, you know what I would love? I would love if just everybody just died. Just
Well, that could happen. Knowing George R. Martin,
just the
that
White
could
King,
the White Walkers
is in King's
Landing.
Even
him, just like everybody, like
everybody dead, and the throne is empty.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Podrick kind of wanders
in. Nobody there.
I would love that.
Or
I
think somehow Hot Pie.
Sam.
Yeah,
we're all Sam somehow makes it through.
Sam,
it all.
Podrick, and Hot Pie.
Yeah,
the last three.
I say Podrick. That's what I want.
Podrick, yeah.
I'm rooting for Podrick.
It's like he's hiding, and then when everybody's dead, he just walks out and goes.
Just crawls out.
Well, we all, you know, if Podrick survives, we all know why. We all know why.
Well, I mean, he did.
There was a plot. Oh, there was a plot point with Podrick that kind of went away.
That's it.
I'm not going to tell you. See, you got to think
you
about it.
Know.
We didn't talk about that last week. Did
we got to think about
it. Is he like royalty? Or
I brought it up.
What?
I did bring it up.
Where did you bring
is
it
he
up?
Royalty?
I brought it up last week.
Remember that Tyrion gave money to a prostitute and she ended up giving it back because he was, you know.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. I remember that.
And then there's like a running gag.
And it got everybody's
them.
Attention. They're like, hey, how about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's all, how do you think you guys
like, what'd you do? Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. That, and then they just dropped it.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be like a plot point for
them. They brought it back.
He goes to work. Goes to work for Littlefinger. Like, there's a whole.
That's right.
Everyone's that's a whole
like,
side.
Everybody was kind of like, hey, how about that?
That's a whole side adventure.
Everyone's all asking him. It's like, what? What?
How'd you do?
How did you do that?
He's like, yeah. He's like, basically, what's his name? What's that guy's name from the 70s?
Oh, John Holmes.
Yes, thank you. The great detective.
That's right. Isn't that great? Sherlock and John Holmes.
Well, how did John Holmes not make a movie called The Great Detective?
The Great Detective.
Are we sure he didn't?
Yeah.
You could probably find something like that online.
I bet he did 5,000 movies somewhere in there.
I'm going to tell you what. I worked at a video store in high school, and I do not remember that in the videos.
That was Behind the Beads, right?
No. I'll tell you what.
Like a head shop.
We were a small shop, so we had to put them top shelf with the spines facing sideways.
Oh, boy.
So that you couldn't read so little kids couldn't read it. But sometimes there's a little picture of on the spine.
Yeah.
Sometimes it would be like a butt. Or something. You know, you would just see it on the spine.
So you'd get some little kid wandering and go, I'd like to rent that one on the top.
They couldn't, it was kind of angled, so you'd have to slide, you'd have to slide it down. So you'd have to be really tall to see it. But it was crazy because I started working in that video store when I was 15 and people would just come in and ask for movies and I'd have to go get them. So I couldn't rent them to myself legally.
But you can have someone rent them for you.
Well, trust me, I worked with a bunch of guys who were in college. They were on the TV.
It's like that scene in what is it, Clerks? Where he's ordering all this stuff. He's on the phone ordering all those titles. Okay, I need Whip Me.
I love it. All right, so you want everybody to die. I like that. That's a good. Then you're going to love Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Hey! No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I didn't ruin anything for you. A lot of people do die, though.
Yeah, that is a cast of thousands, isn't it?
Don't.
Well, no, just a lot of people in general.
Not in general, not mean, no.
A cast of thousands of CGIs.
Yes.
So you finally pulled. Talk to me. Walk me through. I watched the video this morning, and I was cracking up, Brent, because the look on your face when PJ reached in the bag and pulled Empire. Not the John Leguizamo project, like you said on Twitter.
That's going in there one day.
Yeah, just Empire Strikes Back. Walk us through it. It looked like you had just won the World Series.
Like, felt like it.
Yeah, yeah. How did you feel? You saw the AT-AT on the back, and that you were right. That was an AT-AT. The AT-ATs are the four-legged ones.
Yeah, ATSTs.
When I was editing it, I was like, oh damn, I had it right the first time.
Yeah, you did. You did. You said, but it's okay. You were so excited. It was heat of the moment.
Yeah,
heat of the moment. And what cracked me up the most about that was you had all these multi-pack DVDs. He literally had like a 1 in 30 chance of pulling that movie, even though it was really five cases in the bag. There were 30-plus movies to choose from, and he picked Empire.
And it's even better because he was just talking smack about how he was not going to pick it for like another at least 2 weeks so he can make it a good 10 in a row, and then he immediately pulled it out.
And he didn't like Star Wars. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't care for it.
He gave it a what? What was it? He was going to give it a 4.
No, he originally gave it a 5, but I talked him into a 6.
What didn't he like about it?
Oh, it's easier to say what he did like. A lot he didn't like. He was mainly just, he said he was bored most of the time, and he looked like it.
Now, Brent, we were just talking about this. How old were you when we talked about this before, but John was asking because he was wondering if maybe it's just a thing with the way the movie is paced. How old were you when you first caught Star Wars?
I would say at least, because I saw the first two when they were released in the movie theater special edition, so I had to be at least 5 or 6.
Mm. Okay. So you caught them in the theater, though.
Well, I caught them. Nah, the first time I saw it, it was like a year before, because I saw the unaltered VHS version because my pops had rented it and was like, hey, I used to love this as a kid. Let's watch this. So I actually saw the original version first.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah, so you did it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then did you have any idea when you saw Empire, did you know what was coming with the big twist, or were you?
No, not at all. We talked about that on this episode, too. Mm-hmm. I didn't know nothing.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people had that spoiled for them before they could see it.
Yeah. Luckily, I was 9 when Empire came out, and somehow it didn't get spoiled for me.
Yeah.
And I remember my godfather took me to see it, because he was a big Star Wars fan. He bought me the Millennium Falcon for my birthday.
Whoa,
that year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, man. Talk about the best toy of my childhood.
Yeah. And still,
I remember looking. When he said that, you know, you're looking for an adult around to say, "What? What did he just say?" I remember it felt like I got punched in the stomach. It's like I couldn't believe it. I could no. And then for the next 3 years, all me and my friends did at school was talk about how there's no way.
Yeah.
You know,
he's making it up.
He's making it up.
He's just saying that.
Yeah, we were pretty convinced that he was just lying. We're like, bah, he's
lying.
That's
what I think I thought, too.
Yeah.
That's true. It isn't until you see Return of the Jedi that it's explained to you by Obi-Wan. Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan.
In a matter of speaking. In a matter of what? In a matter of speaking.
Yeah.
So in a way, I wasn't lying to you.
Yeah. Whoa. So, phone going off.
Game of Thrones music. Wrong movie.
Was it an ice cream truck go by?
Wouldn't that be great?
Ice cream truck Game of Thrones theme now, yeah.
That'd be the best.
Would you eat the ice cream off the ice cream truck if they were playing?
And then they open the window and it's Daenerys. And they're going, how'd you like a nice frosty Night King pop?
Hello. Hey. Oh, you could do a Night King pop with the blue gumballs and
the eyes.
Yeah.
That's right. And spiky top. Yeah.
We have a little, someone's peeking in on the old podcast here. You have a fan?
Dress up his little finger.
Oh, yeah, dress up his little finger.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. What would you call the ice cream truck?
A song of fire and ice.
Song of fire and ice cream.
They go, what's that theme you're playing? Song of fire and ice.
Fire and ice. Man, I miss...
A song of fire and ice cream.
That's Yeah. I miss the ice cream truck.
How about a song of fire and ice cream?
Hey, there you go. Yeah. You miss the ice cream? I miss the ice cream truck.
I miss when they looked like ice cream trucks. Now it's like a van with a lot of stuff. You go,
it's like an unmarked van.
And like, if you had a kid, you're like, I don't know. I don't know if it wants you chasing after that van. It doesn't even look like an ice cream truck.
We had one in our neighborhood that would always drive by. It was literally like an unmarked van that just had a bunch of stickers of like the different types of ice cream.
They look kind
of
creepy. Yeah. There's like iron bars sometimes in the window.
That's what's
like,
around here.
Always drive by the neighborhood.
Is that what you have, Brent? You got the iron bars.
You walk up and it's a 50-50 chance you can buy ice cream or drugs. You never know.
That's right.
It's a coin flip.
Or both.
Or both, yeah.
You know what ice cream trucks always remind me of? That horror. You'll know what I'm talking about, John. Brent, you have to wait. Remember the scene in Assault on Precinct 13?
Yeah.
You got to see the original, Brent. That movie is
I've only seen the remake. I got to get the original.
You got to get the. And I, honestly, man, check out The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3.
Oh, the original.
The original.
The original. Okay.
Are you a fan of Reservoir Dogs?
Oh, that's one of me and PJ's favorite movies.
Oh, okay, check it out.
You're going to see a lot of what he lifted, of what Quentin Tarantino borrowed from that in Taking Pelham 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, the original. That's a mind blower.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's worth checking out. And it's a lot of, it's weird because it's Walter Matthau in the lead who is,
he's not playing it for laughs.
But he's kind of funny, but not really.
A little light, but it's not a comedy.
Yeah.
And that character is not a comedian.
Yeah, but there's
Robert Shaw is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out, man. Yeah. It's good. And it's one of those movies that there was a time like in the early 70s where they were shooting a lot of movies in New York, like on the streets in New York.
Like Serpico.
Looks really cool.
It's Death Wish.
Yeah.
French Connection. That was one too, wasn't it?
Yeah. French Connection, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. God, French Connection I've been watching a lot lately. I can't explain it, but I just watch it over and over.
It's a good movie.
Because it really does feel like it's happening. He shot it like documentary style. Mm-hmm. He's shooting in neighborhoods where they're going, you sure you want to shoot in this neighborhood?
Yeah.
And you're just the realism of it just blows you away, you know?
Well, I mean, let's be real. The most honest documentary ever about New York is, of course, The Warriors. Also,
you want to know something crazy about that one?
Let's talk about it, Brent.
PJ seen that movie and loves it. I've never seen that whole movie before.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
So that's one he got me on.
Oh, it's good. It's
worth, like a comic book.
It's basically a comic book movie, but it's so it's cool. It's worth checking out. And again, kind of shot on the streets of New York.
Yeah.
Very low budget.
There was an era that this sort of dystopian New York nightmare.
And then the cherry on that is Escape from New York.
Yeah, that's right. That's the one where you can't top it because it's a prison camp.
But hey, say what you will about New York in the 70s, it gave us hip hop. So. I mean,
hey, there you go.
You know, did you see that documentary on Netflix, Brent?
Which one? Hip
Hop Evolution.
Oh yeah.
Well, remember they talk about like the Bronx being, you know, it looked like it was burned out, you know, back in those days, and I think it just sort of lent itself to that kind of filmmaking, you know. But yeah,
I like that. You should check out one. It's called Style Wars, a documentary from the early '80s about hip hop and early days and all that. I love that documentary.
Where can I find it?
I got my copy off Amazon. I think it was streaming on one. Like, I don't think it was Netflix. It might be like Amazon Prime or somewhere. I just saw it not too long.
It's called Style Wars.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that out. Thank you for the recommendation. See, I always find something. You guys always give me something good to find. Like, I had to go seek out Truck Turner.
Oh, man.
And I thought I knew all of my blaxploitation films, but that one was when I had to watch it on YouTube, but it was worth it.
Legit got a whole shelf with nothing but blaxploitation movies.
I saw the one you had that Black Belt Jones. It was like a four pack.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, that's great. That's another era where people were just like, all right, you're not going to make movies. We're just going to go out on the street. And what I love about a lot of those blaxploitation films is they're shot in L.A.
Yeah, and so all that Pam Grier stuff is in L.A. Yeah,
Coffee.
Yeah, Foxy Brown.
Yeah,
Coffee. Yeah.
What's those are good.
Yeah, they did a Pam Grier. I told you.
We missed it.
They did a Pam Grier Fest down there at the
at UCLA, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, at the Arm & Hammer Museum. Yeah,
man, yeah. We miss all the good stuff. Brent, what are some themes you have coming up on the home video hustle?
You said themes.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna do? Go ahead, sir.
I was gonna say in the little Castaways chat we got going. I remember I was asking everybody, you know, what movie to put in the bag.
Yeah.
And so I actually got a couple of those, and I actually was at Best Buy, and I found a copy of The Princess Bride for $3.99. So now I can throw that in the bag.
And you've never seen that, right?
Me and PJ have never seen it before.
Whoa.
Me and PJ, when I showed him the DVD case, had a bad reaction to it. He's like, "Oh hell no!"
Honestly, man, I think you're gonna like it.
The cover's misleading.
Yeah.
That's what I told him.
Stick with it. It's funny. Yeah. It's funny.
I think you're gonna like it.
It kind of starts off like one kind of movie, and then it really takes some great left turns. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, it's crazy. I'm thinking because. Peter Falk, I'm thinking, is that the beginning? I don't want to say anything. Just watch it. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's
he's
cool.
In the beginning. Yeah. I still quote that movie where it's not going to ruin anything, but Peter Falk plays the grandson, and he's actually the grandfather, and he's actually reading the story to his son, and that's how the movie starts.
Oh, it's Fred Savage.
Yeah, it's Fred Savage.
From the Wonder Years.
Oh, okay. Is the kid. And they're playing, the little kid is playing like the Commodore 64 version of RBI Baseball. So every time I watch it, I'm like, oh my God, this takes me back. But I still, to my daughter, to this day, when he walks in, he opens the door, he says, "How's the sickie?" So whenever my daughter's sick, I always say that. So I still quote that. But I think you're going to enjoy it. Yeah. When does that go in the bag?
Just yesterday when we recorded the new episode, or Monday, whatever day it was, we recorded four back videos in a row. So I don't know which order we're going to do them in yet.
Oh, okay. So you just do a bunch of bag videos and then... That's smart.
This time we did. We usually do one a week, but this time we just said, let's do a bunch of them.
That's smart because then you have your schedule set. And
the only thing is that I was changing my clothes a little bit, so it looked like it was a different day. But I think by halfway through, I just said, screw it. And
it's fine.
Too much work.
It's because, you know, it's the week before. So no one's going to be like, hey, they're wearing the same clothes. And it's the smart way to do it. That way you have your whole month planned out.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to hear it. Do you want to give us any surprises or no? No, don't give us any. Let me be surprised.
I'll say I did throw your movie in the bag.
Which one?
The Salma Hayek movie.
Oh, Desperado. The greatest movie of all time.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I'm not even mad that they got Antonio Banderas, who's not Mexican, to play a Mexican. How much I love that movie. I let it slide.
That is the ultimate Salma Hayek movie, isn't it?
Oh my! She has the best introduction to any character. Mm-hmm. Ever when the two guards wreck because they're checking her out again with the misogyny.
I wish she was in Dusk to Dawn more,
You know, you've got a great setup, and they don't really use her as much as you want when she comes out and is dancing with the snake and all that.
Yeah.
You really want more, you know?
Yeah.
That's such a great character. What is it? Pandemonium?
Satanica?
Satanica Pandemonium.
Yeah.
What a great name.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
How y'all feel about Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
I like it. It was a step down to me from... From Desperado, but I don't hate it. How about you?
A lot of people hate it. I think it's all right. It's not as good as Desperado.
I never saw it.
It's okay. It's
all right.
That's like the start of Johnny Depp doing his weird characters, kind of. Right? Like, that was like the
before Captain Jack.
No, it wasn't before
Captain. He's fun for a little bit, and then he keeps doing it.
Here's the thing, Brent. I'll tell you this. I haven't watched Once Upon a Time in Mexico probably since... I've maybe watched it once or twice since it's been on video.
Yeah, me too.
But Desperado, if it's on or I happen to, you know, happen across it, it's one of those movies that no matter where it is, I'm going to finish watching it.
Almost definitely.
Yeah. How did you get into that movie? That's so funny. I just think how did you discover that movie first?
I think when my mom and dad, when I was a kid, they had HBO and Cinemax and it was just playing one day. And I was probably way too young to watch it, but I watched it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like a machine gun or a guitar case full of guns?
I could tell you the exact point that made me watch that movie, too. They're having the shootout in the bar. And Antonio Banderas is, like, on his back, and he's, like, reloading his guns. I think and some guy jumps toward him, and he, like, puts his foot back and kicks him
in
slow motion. That's me and PJ's favorite part in that whole movie. We rewound that and put it in slow-mo so many times to see exactly when the squibs would explode.
Yes!
I love that scene or that little moment.
It's so funny when you watch a movie so many times that you know where the squibs are and you can start. It's like that opening tea house scene in Hard Boiled. I must have watched that a million times. And, you know, it's a low budget, it's a Hong Kong movie. So you can see some of the guys are actually holding the squibs. You know, they're holding like their chest as they're running away.
Yep.
And you can see where the squibs are and it doesn't matter. It's still great. You're like, this is so much fun. And then just that great money shot with him with it covered in powder. And then he kills the one guy and then they squirt the squib in his face. You know?
That's another scene that got like rewound in slow mode back with PJ.
That's,
I love that whole scene.
Yeah. And the killer is another one where just squibs galore. Yeah. And I do like that scene because he kicks that guy and that guy goes like 30 feet in the air.
And then his slow mo too, so his face is just like look like he's taking a like hard dump or something. Like that.
What's great about that is if you really try to do that to PJ, like if you got on your back and you put PJ, he would basically just fall backwards. Like there'd be no elevation. But he kicks him so hard, he kicks him through the ceiling.
On what planet is the gravity that crazy? It's like, he's in the next room now.
That is a
just
great
still
one.
Mad they never made that into a video game. I always wanted a game of that when I was a kid.
Why didn't they?
Because you know, there's a Hard Boiled video game they made.
What?
It's called Stranglehold. It's actually supposed to be a sequel to Hard Boiled. So
you
it
know
has
what?
Chow Yun-Fat and everything.
I did play that game. I did play Stranglehold, but I had it on PC, and my PC was never good enough to run it.
And that was a Games for Windows game too, I think. So those always ran like crap anyway.
Yes, sir. That is exact. I totally forgot about that game. I would buy anything.
I got it on Xbox and PlayStation.
I had the PlayStation Jackie Chan game. I remember that.
On PS1?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I love that game too.
To this day, my friend and I, my good friend Bobo and I, whenever we're driving through downtown LA and we get near Chinatown, my friend will always go, Chinatown. The way Jackie Chan would say it in the little, he'd tell you where you're going to be the next
the
level.
Stage select.
Yeah. Chinatown. In that little Jackie Chan voice. I remember that. What was it called? Stuntmaster?
Stuntmaster, yeah.
Man, I wonder if Kung Fu Driving has played that game. He probably has it.
I have to ask him.
He probably has it. All right, Brent, we're going to let you get back to your day, but thank you for sitting in with us, man.
No problem.
We don't have we're two down, and you helped us fill some time because we got nothing to say. We're just sitting here talking. Actually, we started the show. You'll hear it. We started talking about Trump, and we just got depressed. And then we're like, let's call Brent.
It's never a good way to start a show.
No.
Help cheer us up.
Or a day. Or
a life.
Or a life.
Right.
Or a lifetime.
Or a year.
Or an anything.
Well, that's why I like your show. You end up – you just keep it light and –
And
it's always a fun, like, honestly, if you guys have not listened to Home Video Hustle, it's one of the things I look forward to every week. You guys did Fox and the Hound and that made me laugh. I love.
Got me to do Disney.
Great the fuck's now. That's great.
Hey, that's an underappreciated Disney.
Well,
movie.
Let me tell you what's great.
You say
is,
so.
I didn't make it through the trailer.
What Pete, I love the idea that there was a scene in there where the grandma fires off a gun. And what cracked me up is how PJ busted you for getting so excited about the gun violence. Because you said something about, that's when I finally got into the movie. And he was like, oh, of course, that did it. The gun
so you violence. You would get hyped when gun violence starts popping off. I need something here.
That made me laugh. You know, it's hard. If you didn't grow up watching Disney movies, it's hard to say you'll like them.
Best movie.
The thing is that even amongst that, that's not even the best. If you look at the whole filmography, you could put put 50 films ahead of that, even if you were just doing Disney animated films. Yeah. It's not the one you'd put in the top 10 or 20 or 30.
No. I would go. How do you feel about Pixar, Brent? You're okay with
I can do Pixar more so than Disney.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, The Incredibles.
I haven't seen a lot of those either.
Yeah, The Incredibles is great. That's one to check
Never
out.
Seen that one.
Oh my god!
Oh wow!
Yeah, I think you'll like that.
That's a good one.
Just because you like superhero,
yeah, for
stuff.
Sure. Yeah,
I would check that one out. Yeah. Put that one in the bag
for sure. Yeah,
I had to go grab. I know somebody that has it. I might just jack theirs for like a week.
Yeah. That's
Where's
a really
my super
good one.
Suit?
Yeah, you got Samuel Jackson
as Frozone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's in that
for about 5 minutes.
Is a glorious movie.
Come on. You know how it is, Brent. Minorities.
I know, right?
We're always a sidekick.
He's literally in like the first half of the movie.
He opens the movie.
He's in like half the scenes in the first half.
He is. But you know, it's because that movie doesn't go the way you think it's going to go.
No.
You end up wanting more Frozone. Yeah, yeah. You're like, can't they just do a movie about Frozone?
Yeah, I want to have his own
Frozone
spin-off
movie.
But you know, he's working on a second one, so... finally. Mm-hmm. So maybe there'll be more. You know?
In like 2020, probably, I think, something like that.
Frozone better. I want more Frozone. I have the little action figure.
Yeah, me too. I had
was there McDonald's giving them away or something?
I don't know, but I got them all. You know.
Yeah, I was like,
Syndrome.
I seriously was like, tossed Chuck in them all. I was like, I just want Frozone.
Yeah.
I had him. I wonder where he is.
Because you could get Syndrome and you go, hey, that is Brad Bird. That's his face on the bad guy.
Oh, that is Brad Bird.
Yeah. The animators, whoever was designing it, they said, we're going to put his face on the bad guy. And I don't think he picked it up right away. You know.
That's great. My friend Sanjay worked on that.
Wow.
Yeah, he worked on it.
Oh, that's right. You told me. Yeah. That's a good
Disney thing. Did that for Emperor's New Groove, too.
What?
They tried to keep the animated characters as close to the actual voice actors as they could.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, you like Emperor's New Groove, though, right? Right, Brent?
Yeah, I've had that one. I had the video game. I didn't have a movie, but I did like that.
I would say Lilo and Stitch would be one you would like.
Mm-hmm. That's the one PJ keeps Emperor's trying to force on me. I've never seen.
Lilo and Stitch. My daughter and I watched it the other day. She's getting a little older now, but she's been all summer. She wanted to watch like the old Disney movies, and I wasn't going to say no. And I'm like, shoot, she wants to hang out with me still. Let's do it, you know. And we watched Lilo and Stitch, and I literally busted up laughing because I forgot a couple of the jokes in there.
Man, that one is funny, and it looks cool.
Yeah.
And the characters are great.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. I think that would be one of the traditional animated ones. I would say throw that. If PJ forces you to watch another one, pick that one.
Oh, he's going to.
Moana.
Yeah, pick that one. I like Moana a lot. Moana was great. But I had, you know, I've had to watch all of them for the last 10 years because my daughter's been growing up. So
good or bad, you had
so
to watch.
So good or bad, I had to. And there's some that are just not good, like Despicable Me. All of those are not.
Yeah. First one was okay-ish.
Yeah.
And then they made two more.
Did you like Wreck-It Ralph?
I loved Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph was great.
Still need to see that one. Yeah.
You're a video game guy. You'll like it, Brent.
If you're a video game guy, I'd say move that to the top of the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Lilo and Stitch would be good. Because Lilo and Stitch is kind of sci-fi alien. Yeah.
Now, there's three great ones right there. Incredibles, Wreck-It Ralph, and Lilo and Stitch.
You are welcome, Home Video Hustle.
Yeah. I'll tell PJ.
Right, that's a triple feature there. And you're not going to be disappointed by any of those three right there.
You might be a little bit bored, but there's some gun violence. There's some gun violence in
Lilo and Stitch.
There's gunplay in Wreck-It Ralph.
Absolutely. Those are fast moving.
Yeah. He's like, oh,
a little bit, yeah. Oh, with what's her name?
What a great reaction. Hmm? You just hear Brett quietly in the line go, oh, yeah.
Oh, I got a question for y'all real quick because I want to see how y'all feel about it. What do y'all think about those like straight-to-video sequels they did for like almost every Disney movie?
Oh, terrible.
No, never. Don't watch
those. Touch them. Do not get anywhere near
them. Cash grabs.
Except Beauty and the Beast 2.
Was that one good?
Oh. Oh, it was awful.
No. Those are to be avoided with every with every thing in your being. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do those.
PJ, it's funny because if you to buy the regular version now, they all come bundled with the sequel, so you can't avoid it.
Well, it's like when you buy the James Bond sets and they always throw in the bad one. They make you the only... Make like a half a there's a couple
like
bad.
A View to a Kill.
Yeah, View to a Kill. That's View you like that one?
What?
You don't like that one?
No, I love A View to a Kill.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's generational. Man.
I think that's my least favorite out of all,
of them.
Yeah.
I watched that. That's one of the ones I watched the most.
Well, you get Christopher Walken. If you do get him saying.
And that song, too. The theme song is James
That's Duran Duran.
Duran Duran, yeah. Oh, that's right. You like 80s music. I always crack up.
Well, there you go.
I got to send you a playlist.
Duran Duran.
Yeah. Two mice fell in a bucket of cream, Mr. Bond.
James Bond. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
I expect you to die, Mr. Bond.
Mr. Bond. I can't do it.
Two Russian spies.
And so, what is your favorite Bond? Is it GoldenEye? Is that your favorite one?
Yeah, I put up a poll on Twitter to see if I was the only one that thought it, and I was. I like GoldenEye the most.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah. People always put down the Pierce Brosnans. I thought all four of those are pretty solid.
Yeah, I like even Die Another Day. I like that one. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah.
Oh, Die Another Day. Is that the one with wife, Halle Berry?
Is that number four?
she's wearing the Dr. No bikini there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that one at the movie. That's the first one I saw at the movies.
There you go.
That's
there
a good
you
one.
Oh, go, yeah.
I like all the James Bond movies. I honestly do.
Me too.
It's just some are better than others. Some I'm like, like Moonraker when I was like 7 was awesome because it was like Star Wars.
Yeah, if you're 7, that's a masterpiece.
Also, Despicable Me 3, too, when you're 7.
Yeah, yeah, when you're like 8 or 9, you're like, there's lasers. Yeah. And, you know, he's got a boat that turns into a hang glider. Who doesn't like that? And then you got Jaws in there. And then, but then when you watch something like, you go back and you watch something like, you know, From Russia with Love or Under Majesty's.
As you get older, you're just looking for something that's a little more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because the first, I was like 12 when I saw Man with the Golden Gun. I thought it was a masterpiece. You know,
it's like or Austin Powers.
And then you get older and you go, oh, yeah, there's a lot of them.
Best thing about that is Christopher Lee.
He's so good in that.
Yeah.
He's so good. Such a good villain. Yeah.
Hey, Brent, are you going to go check out Wrath of... I cut you off. What were you going to say, sir?
No, I was just going to say the only James Bond movie I can think of that I kind of don't really care for, even though it's not official, is the Casino Royale with Peter Sellers.
Oh, yeah. I don't even count
that. That's the only one I really don't like.
I don't even count that as a James Bond
movie. And I'm a huge Peter Sellers fan.
That's like watching an episode of the old Batman. It's just silly, you know. It's just a lot of bright colors and goofy villains, and it's not even part of the official Bond canon, you know.
Skyfall.
Yeah, I don't even own it here. Good. I didn't even buy that one.
But the thing is, if you want to know what the vibe was in 67, that you pop that in and you go, okay, yeah, laugh in Batman, you know, it's all cream pies and, you know, water gun fights. Okay, I get it. You know, it's like it was dropping acid because it's just a slice of 67.
Yeah, that is true.
You know what Orson Welles said? He said he was convinced that the reason that movie made money is because of the poster was a girl in a bikini.
Wasn't that movie, wasn't he?
Was Orson Welles in that?
He played Le Chiffre. Yeah. And he said this wasn't a very good movie. It was a mess, but it made so much money because the poster was so sexy. It was a girl in a bikini with body paint with all the cast members on it, and she's got a couple guns, and it just was like – he just said it's the poster. People went to see the poster, you know? It's
like, and they weren't disappointed.
And they went, well, what are we, we're here.
Advertisement.
You know? We're here.
Everything.
We're here.
And it's Peter Sellers. I mean, that's pretty much the peak of – he's doing the Pink Panther. He's doing you'd have to say that's pretty much, you know, he's not doing much in that movie, but that's when Peter Sellers would have gotten you into the theater.
Doctor Strangelove. And,
I
love that one.
Yeah, you like Doctor Strangelove?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of John's favorites, too. I love it.
Yeah. Push comes to shove. That's in my top 10 of all time.
I'm telling you, George C. Scott deserved an Oscar just for the way he chewed his gum.
Holy Moses. You're right about that. Talk about a guy that can rivet you with just, pulling out a stick of gum and all the faces he's making just doing that.
Let's see the big board.
I wish we had one of those doomsday bombs. Slapping his stomach. I wish we had one of those. That's a lot of commie crap all over. So good. You're right. That was Oscar worthy.
Love it.
Oscar worthy gum chewing.
Oh, that is good. What about the pink?
Were you going to say something about the Wrath of Khan?
Oh, are you going to go see Wrath of Khan? I think it's next Wednesday. They're gonna do a Fathom event.
Oh, is that right?
Saw that.
Yeah.
Fathom, huh?
You gotta go see it, man.
You gonna go?
I'm gonna try. It's Wednesday, so it'll be after the podcast.
I'll go with you. Is it next week?
Yeah, we should all go. We'll do a field trip.
I'll go with
you. I'll call Brent on the phone and we'll leave it on the phone.
Who better to – there's nobody on the planet better to see that movie with than
Emma
you.
Just walked in. Emma's wearing a lovely piece from the Target collection. We have Brent
the Harvest collection.
We have the Brent from the Home Video Hustle on the line. Would you like to say hello, Emma?
Hi, hello. We follow each other on
How you
Twitter.
Doing?
Oh, yeah, you do follow her on
we
Twitter.
Do.
Stupid woman
oh,
suit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There she is. There she is.
Hey.
Hey. He's hey. He's saying hey in a very smooth radio voice that I'm not entirely comfortable with.
I have no headphones on.
She doesn't have headphones on, but he's being very smooth right now. Yeah. This is a different Brent.
Oh, just wait to this episode on Friday. Hey.
Hey.
I put headphones on now. Jake gave me his.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should see her right now. She is like bright red, Brent. You have the power. Oh, my God. She is like super. What are you doing?
What?
I'm just kidding.
No, she's sitting down for the duration.
Yeah. Okay. Don't get comfortable. We're talking to Brent, okay?
Oh, okay.
We're doing a show here. I gave you a chance. You didn't want to be on today. So you know what?
It's called work. It's called makeup.
I know it sounds cruel, Brent, but sometimes, you know, did you post the picture of the bullwhip? Was that you? When
yeah,
I said sometimes like See, it's coming out. It's coming out. So do you guys want to say hello?
Apparently not. I said hello.
So you follow him on Twitter?
Yeah.
Did you watch the bag video this week?
No, I have not.
You got to watch it because we don't want to tell you what it is.
Okay.
Watch.
I'll probably watch it tonight and then I'll tweet both of you after I watch it.
I don't even want to ruin
it. It's a good one.
I can find it through his Twitter, right?
It's a good one. You can find it through his Twitter.
Okay.
Which is, what is it, Brent?
That is capital H, capital V, capital H, capital P, lowercase I cast.
Ah, so smooth. When you did the radio voice in that one episode, I was like, yes, this.
Oh, that was the Fox and the Hound episode.
Yeah. He did his broadcasting school voice. So you were a DJ, is that what you did? You were a DJ there?
Yeah, to get lab hours. I worked in the studio, you know, playing music for a while, like for an hour or so. Sometimes I just like fall asleep though. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning.
And what was your time slot was 9? So your prime time, it's drive time, right? Mm-hmm. If you were on a regular radio station, you'd be in the morning. So give us a little example of your radio voice.
Wait. Oh shoot!
Turn that on.
Wait. Jake wants to
hear. Jake wants to hear.
You got
to
turn it on. You got to turn that helicopter.
Okay, go.
Oh, I'm on the spot now. Hold on.
Wait, you want me to give you a song to introduce?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what's the song?
We're gonna do "Go Ahead in the Rain" by a Tribe Called Quest.
Hey, that's a good one.
It is a good one.
Okay, damn.
You have this song.
I sound like I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. Next up on the playlist is A Tribe Called Quest. I can't forget the name of the song.
Go ahead in the rain.
Go ahead. I'm about to say Out in the Rain. I'm thinking of something else.
Singing in the Rain.
Right, singing in the Rain. Oh, that was good. That radio voice. I can't do that. Yeah. You got to get back on the radio.
I tried to, and then I found out how not fun it is. That's why we moved on to just doing podcasts.
Well, you know what? Honestly, man, I said it before. I can't say it enough. It's one of my favorites. We all love it here, except for John. Only because John doesn't listen to any podcast, not even ours.
I don't have a computer.
He doesn't have a computer.
I'll go to the library and check
DJ's
it out.
DJ's the same way.
Yeah. But I recommended it to so many people, and they've all loved it. So congratulations, and you deserve it all. You're blowing up all over Twitter and all over the interwebs, and you deserve it because you guys, it's a great show. And what I love about it is just you guys being yourselves. And that, I think that really comes across. And so check it out because it's a great show. So
we don't often talk about the movie.
I always come in with topics and then we never get to them.
You get the agenda and then you just go right past it.
Yeah, let's talk about Trump and cry for 45 minutes.
Oh man,
I know.
Then we're all out of time.
But this segment we already went an hour. It was only supposed to go 30 minutes. Remember I told you I was going to drop more breaks in? No, it was fun.
But this will be the highlight. Believe me, this will be the highlight of our podcast.
Yeah, trust me. It's our highlight. But we're going to do some shout outs when we get back. We're going to give shout outs to some people on the Castaways group. We're going to try to do that promo that we're going to do for Cult 45. So maybe we'll do it today, or maybe I might have to do it next week when everybody's here, but
that's
I don't
what
know.
I got to do too.
I don't know why I'm having this conversation with you. We should be doing this on Twitter. All right, Brent,
behind the scenes.
We'll talk to you. I know I'll see you on Twitter in a little while. And I'm looking forward to Friday. Like I told you, we're going to the Dodger game, and so I'm going to have it all ready to go. It takes us about an hour to get there and an hour coming back, so we're going to do the Empire. Oh, I just blew it. We're going to do the
Empire of the Ants.
Empire of the Ants.
Nice save. Nice save, John. Empire of the Ants with William Shatner.
Yeah. That's a good one, too.
That's one to put in the bag right there.
You got to start doing the giant animal movies from the 70s.
I got a couple of them.
Food of the Gods. Some.
Which one? Food of the Gods?
Oh, I got Food of the Gods. You just said one. I got them. I got the...
Them is good.
Tarantula.
Them is a great movie. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, actually, listened to the sci-fi Double Feature podcast and got it from them.
Yeah,
I never heard of it.
Them is like the one giant insect movie that actually is good. Like, really has some quality to it.
Yeah.
Tarantula I love, but it's just dopey, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it works because they play it so straight. Like, that first 20 minutes where the girl's just wandering around the desert and you can't figure out what's going on.
I mean, it's shot well. And you got Edmund Gwenn. I mean, he can sell anything.
Yeah.
If he can make you believe he's Santa Claus, he can sell anything.
Yeah. What I love about that movie is that, okay, so they're on the desert. And, of course, the girl, the dumb girl needs help. Ah, I'm screaming. Even though she's a PhD, right?
Yeah.
She's like, they got to put her in distress, right? She can't just be capable. So she gets her shoe stuck or something, whatever.
Yeah.
And the ant is coming over the hill.
Yeah.
And then James Arness, he's shooting at it. And they can't, and Edmund Gwenn says, shoot the antenna. Here's what cracks me up. It's the 50s, right? James Whitmore runs to his car. What does he get? A Tommy gun. He just has a Tommy gun in the trunk.
LAPD.
Never know.
Goes full on Al Jolson. Not Al Jolson. Al Capone. Not Al Jolson. Oh, yeah. He starts doing the jazz singer right there. Yeah. And then the ant's so terrified, it runs away.
I love it. Shoot the antenna.
Yeah. I mean,
they're like, what? Shoot the antenna.
Goes full on Al Capone on it. Just brrr. It's like, yeah.
That's the end of that ant.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
That's another thing we're going to do one day is old gangster, like Warner Brothers movies.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I got a lot of those.
Top of the World, Mom. Mm.
I got the,
Yeah, they just played White Heat.
Yeah.
Turner Classic.
I love that one.
The original Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
I got that one, too. Yeah.
Emma's here. She's still waiting. She's waiting. What did you want to say, Emma?
No, I was just going to say bye because I have to swap with Renee and say it was nice talking and... I gotta go. Plus, my legs are tired from sitting on the ground.
Okay. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
For a solid two minutes. Yeah.
For a solid 2 minutes. But see, you just wanted to listen to Brent's stories like we all do.
Yeah.
That's all we want to do.
That's why we've been here for an hour.
That's why we've been here for an hour already. Yeah. We haven't even got to our topic.
Haven't got to the show yet.
What are we talking about?
We should do this every week. Just like, hey, how's it going?
Just call Brent.
Yeah.
Well, I want to start calling people from the Castaways, and this has been a fun feature that we do, and we like talking to you, and it's fun to talk to you when it's not on Twitter, and you know, but I mean, it's not fun to talk on Twitter, but it's just nice to get the back and forth. But see, what amazes me about you, Brent, is you're a younger guy because you're not even 30 yet. You're right. You're what 20?
26.
26. But you have this breadth of movie, like love of movies. You're not into any one genre or more than another. You really like watch everything. It always surprises me that someone who's 26, because I know a lot of people your age try to explain some of the movies and they're like, what?
Huh?
I don't. You know, like Jake over here.
No, that's how you know you're talking to a real movie buff, you know? Because when you mention a movie to somebody and they go, it's too slow. And you're like, what are you
– So boring.
Yeah.
Where's the action?
Because there wasn't like an explosion in the first 60 seconds or somebody didn't get like thrown out a window in the first minute, you know.
Can we watch Transformers?
Transformers.
you don't like that M. Night?
I despise.
M. Night Shyamalan?
How about
him too? I don't care for him either.
You don't like M. Night? What about
you don't like giant explosions?
What about Sixth Sense?
That was all right, but I mean, no joke. That movie came out with 99, 2000, somewhere around there, right?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I was probably like 8 or 9 years old, and I figured out like I knew what happened. I figured it out as a kid.
He sees dead people.
No joke, Brent. I showed that to my mom. Okay, my mom. God bless her. You know, she's not a movie. I mean, she likes movies, but you know, my mom, you know, she was a cleaning lady and, you know, when I was growing up, you know, she worked hard her whole life. So she didn't really have time to sit down and read about movies or read about, you know, she had certain actors that she liked and there were certain movies, types of movies that she likes. But she doesn't sit there and analyze like character development and stuff like that. That's just not the way she watches movies, you know? And she figured that movie out before I was like, what? Oh, yeah. It's like, Mom, check this out. This is going to blow your mind, Mom. She's like, isn't he dead? And I was like, what? And
you just turn it off. You just like, turn
no,
the movie off.
Not.
I give up.
There's no sense
VHS
watching.
Out the window.
Yeah.
There's no sense watching the rest of this.
Yeah.
Because once you know.
It actually gives you like a different perspective on it.
That's right. Everyone watched it twice. People that didn't figure it out watched it twice because they're like,
I saw
it
one time.
That's all you needed. It's done. There's
but
no
the thing
need
is, after that, every movie he did, he's all, ooh, here comes the twist. But now everyone is expecting a twist.
Yeah, yeah, I would say they're easier to
that's
figure
when
out
you
that.
Don't give him a twist.
You know, he's not, unless you're Hitchcock, there's no point in like every, ooh, watch this. Hey, this one, I'm really going to get you. It's like, yeah, but we know that you're trying to do that every movie, you know? So we're waiting for it.
Yeah.
It's just.
The Village was the worst because I figured that out, I swear, in like 10 minutes into the movie.
I've said this before on the podcast. I've said this before on the podcast, Brent. I figured that out from. I asked somebody who saw it and I asked, is this what happens? And they said, how did you know? And I seriously said, it reminded, for whatever reason, I just thought it was weird to pick that time frame. And I thought, I wonder if it's like that Twilight Zone episode where they're like in a time warp. And that's exactly what it wasn't. Yeah. It was.
That was a pretty good movie, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I never saw it.
It was pretty good.
You don't
argue. I'm not going to write home about it. Is all right?
First of all, you don't argue with Brent ever. That's the rule.
I'm not arguing. I'm just throwing my
what,
two cents.
Did he say he liked it?
You can do with it what you will, Brent. I'm giving you 2 cents.
Did Brent say he liked it? He said no. And you said it was all right. So that's disagreeing.
That's what we do here. We disagree. Anybody who knows this podcast, it's all about disagreeing.
Apparently we have a hive mind here.
Yeah. No, we don't, actually. That's what we love about it.
There's no hive.
You can like anything you want as long as it's exactly the same thing as I like.
Exactly.
That's my rule.
Exactly.
That's it. All right, Brent. We're going to say – we said goodbye like 10 times. You know your show is good. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling us, man. And thank you for all the support you give us. You give us a lot of love. And you introduced us to some other great podcasts too. So I'll always be thankful for that because we've met a lot of nice people because of you guys. And you're so forward and you're just out there with people and you make friends very easily. Which is funny because you say in real life you're not very friendly or you're kind of an introvert.
I go into that story all on this Friday's episode.
It's a
long story on there.
I don't. Well, it's funny because I do the podcast and I go home and I just drink in the quiet dark. With like the air conditioner on.
You just go, I don't want to be alone.
Yeah. I walk in the door, I'm just like, Martini!
Honey, how is work?
And God help the dog if he's in your way.
Martini's actually a reference to A Date with Your Family from Mystery Science Theater. Yay. That's how Brent and I met. We're both fans of Mystery Science Theater.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you listen to Mads with Movie Sign with the Mads, Brent?
No, I don't. Not even heard of that.
It's Movie Sign with the Mads. It's TV's Frank and Dr. Forrester, the actors who play them. So Frank Conniff and Trace Belew, and they do. They just do a movie podcast. It's really funny.
I thought they just did the live shows. I didn't know they had a podcast.
It's really funny. Listen to the one with Batman versus Superman.
That
was the first one I picked. That's like their second or third episode. That was the first one I picked out. And
I hate to ask y'all and keep this going, but how did y'all feel about Batman versus Superman?
Well, Renee is in here, and I have to be quiet because I did not like him.
Nah, didn't even watch it. I thought it was going to be terrible.
What did you think?
I was bored. I fell asleep twice in the movie theater.
Yeah, it just didn't have it.
Well, we talked about this on the show, too. The problem with the DC universe right now is everything has to be heavy and adult. You know, and they always want it to be like a big, you know, oh, we've got to be dramatic because this is for the, and they bring it up on that podcast. They do talk about that on the podcast, on Movie Sign with the Mads. So for me, you're right. It was boring. There was a lot of,
it seemed like the one part people kind of like woke up a little was when Wonder Woman came out and they went, everybody kind of left going, you know, the best part of this movie was the 10 minutes you get a Wonder Woman. You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't ended up being the best movie so far. Too.
It really was. Like people were like,
I haven't seen it yet though.
Check it out. Yeah, check it out for sure.
I haven't seen that. Baby Driver, Spider-Man. I ain't seen a whole bunch of stuff.
Spider-Man is good. Baby Driver. We're actually going to do that in the next part of the show. We're going to talk about our favorite summer movies.
Okay.
So you'll hear that when you listen on maybe tomorrow. But you know, I've had a lot of trouble with the Batman. I like the Christopher Nolan Batmans, and then the rest of the DC movies are just. I didn't like Suicide Squad.
That's trash.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even. It's one thing to be trash, but it's another thing to be trash in a cool, in a fun way. You know,
yeah, it ain't good trash.
There's
my like.
Yeah, you know, there's movies like
good trash, still trash.
Like Big Trouble in Little China. You know what I mean? It knows what it is, and it doesn't try to be anything else, and it's fun. You know,
no, Suicide Squad was trying to be something else and it failed.
Yeah.
But it didn't fail so spectacularly that you're like, hey, this is so bad, it's good.
You know? Well, because again, again, they try to make it too serious.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll see. But
their song
so,
they had for it was decent.
Huh?
The song they had for Suicide Squad?
Which one was it?
The Rick Ross song.
I think so.
Nah, I'm good on that one. <All right.
laughs> Better than the movie.
See, I'm gonna.
You know, I'll give you that though for sure.
Definitely better than.
Here's
the movie.
What I want. I'm not. I don't even want to be on the show anymore. I just want to have. I want to have Jake call you and you guys talk about stuff and record it. And we'll. You guys just disagree about everything.
We're just gonna disagree.
Hey,
we're gonna call it
not everything.
Disagreements with Jake and Brent. And you guys just send me the tape and I'll be the producer. And I'll just throw it out there and put my name on it and make money on it like Trump.
Wow, you always bring it back to Trump.
It's going
to
be huge.
Trump status. That's my name. We got to get a drop in there. Trump status. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Trump.
Yeah, I see. That did kind of kill the mood real fast, didn't it?
See?
Yeah, everybody gets bummed out.
It sucks the oxygen out of the room.
No, it's not. You know why? We're going to come back strong the next half.
It's better to do him first and not last, because when we were doing those Trump dumps.
And on a high note.
Then you're ending going, well, goodbye.
Yeah that's what we got to do.
Bye, everybody.
Everyone shuffles out of the room. Well,
let's get it out of the way.
Goodbye.
Yeah, Brent, so do you like the Marvel movies? Or no?
Most of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you're a big comic book movie guy. I know you know a lot about the character. I know you love The Punisher. And
yeah,
our friend is the host of the Kung Fu Drive-In podcast. Is also a graphic designer.
Mm.
He did for Marvel.
Oh, really?
He did some work on the Punisher series and stuff. So, but yeah. So I know you're a comic book guy. I just don't know if you like the movies at all.
My
I know you like Daredevil.
Off the top of my head are the Guardians movies. I like those.
Yeah. Those are fun. Again, that's what you want in a movie. Just be fun.
Well, the new Spider-Man is pretty fun.
Yeah, I think you'll like that one.
Yeah,
I got to see that, man.
It's much better than the last two.
It's a fresh take on Spider-Man.
It captures,
or not fresh in that it was amazing Spider-Man, but
it kind of goes back to the original comic where he's a kid. He's really he's believably a kid in high school because they don't have like a 30-year-old playing a 19-year-old. You know? this guy looks like a kid, behaves like a kid, and you go, oh yeah, that's like the early Spider-Man where he doesn't have a spare uniform. He doesn't know what the
You don't have you don't have Andrew Garfield looking everywhere except directly at the person who's talking to him.
I will take Andrew Garfield over Tobey Maguire any day.
Negative.
No.
I hate Tobey.
Did you just say no as well, Brent?
I said no real hard.
So it's Tobey Maguire, right? Over Andrew Garfield?
Hate Tobey.
It's weird because Andrew Garfield kind of, because I used to read the Ultimate Spider-Man comics. He kind of looks like that. He looks more like him.
He's got the haircut.
Yeah, that's what it is. The haircut, exactly.
He's got the crazy
haircut. To Tobey Maguire, any good.
Yeah.
I like Tobey Maguire. He's fine.
Those
like
first two are tough to beat. The first two Tobey Maguires are tough to beat.
I like those.
Because, really? Whoa. With what's Alfred Molina playing
first
Doc
one
Ock?
Is pretty good. Yeah. Second one is okay.
No.
Third one is awful.
No. I think
third one's terrible.
I like the first one better, too.
Yeah.
I think
Alfred Molina did
fire.
A great job.
I'll tell you what I love.
Doc
Ock. Are you a big Sam Raimi fan?
Most definitely.
Okay. That scene where Doc Ock's arms are coming to life, that is so Sam Raimi.
Okay. You're a Sam Raimi fan. Have you seen Darkman?
Oh, all three of them.
Is that great? Oh, my God. I love that first Darkman. So good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I got to get that on the show, man.
Yeah.
I got the Blu-ray and everything.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That made me a Sam Raimi fan. I just thought, this has got it. This has got everything.
There is a Sam Raimi movie that I cannot find. It is the holy grail of Sam Raimi movies.
Called?
It's called Crime Wave.
I've got it.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I don't have it, but I had a VHS copy, not a DVD
copy. That's the trick. I've got the VHS. I've never seen it on DVD, but I've got the VHS copy. Yeah,
I'm coming to your house. We're going to have a movie night.
And the Coen brothers did the scripting on that.
Yeah. There's a line that I quote that somebody told me,
and
it's Bruce Campbell. I guess he plays kind of a douchey guy, and he says to a girl, why don't we go back to my place for some scotch and sofa? And in my head,
I just thought It's on Blu-ray right now, I think.
Is it about that?
I think Shout Factory released it.
Hey, God bless Shout Factory. Yeah. Okay, because for the longest time, if you didn't have it on VHS, there's no way to see it. You know?
Damn it, Brent, you're making me spend money right now.
So it is.
I'm probably about to myself.
Now that makes sense. That Shout Factory would put that.
Because apparently that was their homage to the Three Stooges. That was like their
Crime Wave.
Yeah. Sam Raimi wanted to do like a Three Stooges.
Oh, I can see that.
Wow.
So it's very slapstick.
So by the time you get to Army of Darkness, where he's doing all that, putting the fingers in his eyes. That's so great. Skeleton fingers in your
eyes. I showed that to my daughter for the first time about earlier in the year, and she looked at me and she goes, "This is the greatest movie ever." And I was like, "Yes, that's it."
Your daughter's got good taste.
Oh, well, you know, she's like her old man.
Yeah.
All right.
How's that?
Yeah. All right, Brent. We're gonna say for the last time, man.
Okay. I'm about to say it's turning into a home video hustle.
I know this is like now. Yeah, this is the lost episode.
Pick a random movie out of the bag, right? Point at a movie you have on the shelf, and we'll see if we've seen it. Are you near your movies?
I know you ain't seen the one I'm looking at. You ever seen Black Superman?
No.
What Master P movie?
Oh, Master P! I gotta check it out now. That's going in my bag. All right, that's going to my bag. Black Superman. I'm writing it down. Give me my pen. Where's my Doctor Who pen?
What doctor?
Black Superman. Now watch me get pulled over, and I have this just written, scrawled in a notebook. It's a movie idea.
Some type of drug on the streets?
Yeah. Black Superman.
Yeah, give me some of that Black Superman.
It says, must get Black Superman.
It's just licorice. All right. Brent, thank you so much for calling. I was really going to do just 10 minutes, but you were so generous with your time. I appreciate it.
I have nothing to do right now.
You have any shout-outs you want to give before we cut to break?
It would probably be the same shout-out y'all about to give.
Okay, we're going to give them in the next break, or in the next segment. So, Brent, thanks a lot. Have a good day. Try to stay cool out there. And, I'm looking forward to Friday.
Oh, I am too. I can't wait to see what everybody said about it because I think PJ gonna get yelled at.
Oh no! PJ's gonna come through. I know he is.
Maybe he'll dig it.
I don't know.
I don't want to ruin it. I'll say he wasn't as hard on it as he was the original movie.
Okay, that's something. But are you still? Yeah, wait, let me ask you this. I do want a spoiler.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if you want to spoil it. Did he like it better than the original?
Yes, he did. I'll tell you.
Oh, because that's your question now. Did you like it better than Star Wars?
That makes sense, too.
Yeah.
The question is how much, though.
Yeah.
That was a 6. This is like a 6.5.
5.1. 5.1. 6.1.
Because we always say it's our favorite of the three originals.
Yeah.
It's mine, too.
Yeah.
Well, I always say Star Wars is my favorite movie, but somehow I know Empire's better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, it's weird.
It's tough.
I just have the emotional connection to Star Wars, so I think it's my favorite. But Empire's the better. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry to keep y'all going, but I got to ask y'all why I got you on the phone.
PJ
had a problem with the editing in that movie. Have y'all ever had a problem with the editing?
Which one?
Pacing?
Empire.
No. Mm-hmm.
No. My problem, which I say all the time, my problem is the editing on Return of the Jedi. It's got really
to get back to that one,
just really bad, bad cutaways and bad editing, bad staging.
Well, we always talk about the scene where Lando and Han Solo are saying goodbye, and you can tell. You can tell it's not even on the same,
not the same soundstage, not the same planet.
Brent, I'm not even gonna lie to you, John. How do we end every phone conversation?
Get out of here, you pirate!
Hey, not a scratch.
Hey, take care of that ship.
Huh?
Okay, I will.
Yeah, huh?
It sounds like it's been filmed on two different years.
I kid you not. We, John and I, end every phone conversation
because we go, it's so awkward. They're obviously on different sound stages, on different continents, in a different time frame, and there's no chemistry. Like they had the different scripts or something.
Yeah.
Hey, be careful out there.
Hey.
Okay, I will. You pirate. Hey. Not a scratch. Now. Hey. Okay. Who am I talking to? Yeah, we do that every phone conversation.
Shatner and Montalban did it better.
Because you believe they're in the same. Yeah. They're not even on the same ship, and you believe
they're not even filled. 6 months before.
I know.
Hey, you.
Now get out of here.
Hey, get out of here.
Hey, you. Huh?
Does he say space pirate?
No, we thought he did for the longest time.
No, they live in space.
Pirate.
They wouldn't say space. They would just say pirate.
They would just say pirate.
Hi,
I think
I'm
you
Han
have
Solo.
To add in space pirate.
Although, even though you've never seen it, Brent, you need to watch a Lego movie just for Billy Dee Williams. Oh, okay. Cameo.
The Lego movie or the Lego Batman?
The Lego movie. The first, they're both good. They're both good, but watch the Lego movie just for that scene. I was like the only adult in the theater, and I was literally busting up so loud. Like, my daughter was trying to get me to shut up. because I was laughing so hard. She's like, Dad, you're embarrassing me.
And you said, yeah, Dad. But that's Billy Dee Williams.
I was like, it's Billy Dee Williams.
That's the real Billy Dee Williams.
And he's doing the smooth Billy Dee Williams in it, too.
He's doing the Colt 45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Colt 45 podcast. Shout out to Colt 45.
Hey.
We're going to shout them out in a minute. All right, Brent. But no, I have no problem with the editing in that one. I think it's well – I think that's a long movie, but it's tight. Every scene moves the plot forward.
I think so, too. But that's I'll give you that spoiler, is that was one of his biggest problems with that movie, that he said that cutting in between scenes so often was confusing.
Huh. I think that's to give it the pace of like more of like a matinee series.
Meanwhile, back on Planet Mongo, I mean, that's definitely what they're doing. Even with the swipes, they say when they do those wipes or swipes, that's supposed to look like the old Flash Gordon. When you see the old Flash Gordon serials, that's how they transition from this planet to
meanwhile,
that planet.
Meanwhile, in the Hall of Heroes.
So he's definitely having fun with that.
I think that's just a solid movie. Period.
That's
sci-fi
the best
or otherwise.
Out of the nine, it's the best. I think. Right.
I think you can put that up against any movie, any other movie in any genre, and it'll hold up.
Yeah.
Because if you're gonna do that type of movie, that's the way you do it.
That's like the Godfather 2 of sci-fi.
Literally,
movies. You're like, all right, this has got it all. You get all the answers.
You get the dialogue. Yeah. You get you get everything.
Heightened everything.
Yeah. Is it 1:30 or it's 2:30 already? I just looked at John's watch.
I got to tell you, our show is over right now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even think we're going to do a break. We're gonna end it.
Hey, Brent. You know what? This was a great hybrid show.
Yeah,
this is like a battle of the network stars.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm doing Brent a favor. He needs listeners. You know what I mean?
No, just keep telling yourself that.
No, I know. I look at his Twitter following. He's been on Twitter like months, maybe 3 or 4 months. He has so many more Twitter followers than me. I'm like, man, people love this guy.
A lot of them are porn bots, though. So.
Yeah, you get those. I always see hey, so-and-so liked your tweet. And I look in, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I will not follow you back. I'm noticing now, though, I'm getting more that I do a shout out when people follow me, and then those people tend to retweet. I get a lot more followers that way, because I'm just starting to learn
your social media.
I'm just starting to learn it better. I've been on Twitter for I'm kidding. How many followers do you have on Twitter, Brent?
Like 800.
So he has 800. I've been on. We've had an account for this show since it started. So 2013, maybe. A few months later, right? Up until the start of the summer when I really started to push the social media, we had less than 100. It was everybody that – all of my friends that listened to the show had basically followed us on Twitter, and that was it. And then once I started reaching out and getting – and retweeting other people and doing, hey, follow this guy and hey, follow that guy, now I'm up to I think I'm about to hit 600. Mm. But you did that in months.
Yeah, I'm constantly, as you see every day, I'm constantly on my phone, man.
Yeah. Well, but it's working for the show because you're getting the listeners, you're getting the hits. And you guys just crossed how many downloads now?
Where are we at right now? Almost at 700 or a little over 700.
There you go. And you're doing it once a month, so you can pretty much figure what your regular listenership is. And then, you just try to go out there and get it. I'm really, I really am appreciative of all the people in our group because they all make an effort to listen to everybody's show. And I've listened to everybody's show at least once. Some shows I listen to more than others just because it's, it's a time thing. But now that
make sure every Thursday I check y'all's show out for sure.
Oh, thank you.
That's cool.
Thank you. We do appreciate it. And you, seriously, you do such a good job of interacting with us, so I know you listen, because you'll just make comment. You'll do like an MST3K
live
commentary. Yeah, you live tweet the show. It's funny. And sometimes you'll bring up stuff that I forgot we said. That happens, right? You do the show, and then you forgot we talked about it. And then you're like, was I telling PJ that in real life, or were we saying this on the show? It happens, right?
Yeah.
It's weird how it all blends together. But yeah, we're almost at our cap right now. We might not even do the summer movie.
Yeah, this makes that show. This show is unique in that it's a hybrid.
Yeah,
it's a mashup.
Yeah, we're gonna call this show Hail Hybrid.
No? I didn't mean to take up all your time.
No, man. This has been.
When I get talking, it's all bad.
No, I wish we would have had a better setup. I wish I could Skype you in here, but all the computers they took out of this room.
Oh,
and
right?
I didn't bring my laptop in.
Were we set up for Skype before?
We were, and we never took advantage of it. And now we're not set up for it. And now we got friends who like to talk, and it's like we would like to talk to them.
So now it's like theater of the mind.
No, it doesn't sound bad when you listen. No, as a listener, when you listen back, Brent, I mean. Obviously, the sound of your voice, and you got those tones, right? You like hear everybody likes hearing that, right? Mm-hmm. The honey in the ear holes.
More than others.
Who?
I think I told y'all that in the group, didn't I?
What happened?
About the woman that tweeted me and said that her my voice helps her at night.
Whoa!
I didn't know exactly what that meant.
Oh, I think I know what that means.
That could go one of two ways.
Yeah, it could go one of two ways.
Yeah.
You just gotta...
I checked out the profile and saw some of her pictures. And I said, I think I know which way.
Oh, man.
Well, see, you already got us beat because I don't get anybody doing that. I get people saying, hey, thanks for helping me fall asleep on the way to work. You know, I get
that's different. Yeah. Thank you for putting me to sleep. Yeah. It's different from helping me.
That's why I have John Sandy here. So every time he laughs, it like wakes people up. You know what I mean? Yeah, it gives them
it's like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, it gives them a shot.
It's like, what?
Yeah, what?
Oh, I'm at a red light.
I was starting.
Green light.
I was starting to drift off there. Make John Sandy laugh quick.
funny. Belly laugh.
But you're good at you are good at the social media. I've followed your lead in a lot of ways because you really you're really good at interacting and getting out there. For the longest time I didn't listen to other podcasts, not because I didn't want to, I thought we were better, but I had like my set number of podcasts that I like to listen to. And it was just an idea of starting in the run of a show that was like, you know, already 80-something episodes in or something. It's kind of overwhelming, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people in our group, I think I'm the one that's been doing it the longest aside from maybe Kung Fu.
Cult 45 might have been doing
it. Cult 45, yeah. Cult 45 or Kung Fu Drive-In. I always want to say Kung Fu Hustle. That's a hybrid show. That's a hybrid show. What happened? You got a fly, John?
There's a fly.
There's a fly in here. I'll close my mouth.
Shoot, fly, don't bother me.
I'll close my mouth. No, but I forgot what I was going to say. That's what I was saying.
You've been on the air.
But
longer.
Everybody in that group is fairly. There's a lot of people in there that are fairly new, so I could feel like I jump in. Like I jumped with you. Like I think you were like three episodes in or four episodes in.
Oh, so you can start from the beginning.
Yeah. So I just went back and listened to his show on Equilibrium, and then all that, and then we're all caught up. So, but then some, you know, and then Sci-Fi Double Feature, they just kind of started and they only do two a month, so you can go back. So that's kind of what prevented me. But now I have so many that I want to listen to.
You have to jump in without going back and listening to the early ones.
Yeah.
I just always check out the newest one.
Yeah, that's always my problem because sometimes our newest one isn't necessarily one that I would recommend right off the bat. Like you listen now, so you know a lot of the references and you know what we talk about.
I'll go back and listen to a few old ones too.
Yeah. And if you listen to a show from like 2 years ago, it's very different because we have a different crew. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it's a little bit of a different vibe. It was more of an interview thing early on. And then we got people like Jake to come out all the time.
Yeah.
And just disagree with everything we say.
Always. It's so boring when you're like, yeah, absolutely, yeah, dude.
We were just talking
about
this.
You don't want a yes man.
We were just talking about this before the show. I was telling him about why Lucas, nobody would tell him no.
Oh, yeah.
And I said that we were talking about it earlier on Twitter. The whole group was talking about it. And that's kind of what it is. Like, I like having Jake as a different opinion. I like John and I agree on a lot. We'll go head-to-head sometimes, but not in a bad way,
because
we've known each other so many years. Mm. But it's nice to have that. That's what I like about my favorite shows are ones where one of you doesn't like the movie and the other one likes it. Those are my favorite.
I think my favorite one so far has been the Oversexed Rug Suckers episode, because we both hated that movie, and you could tell.
Have you ever heard of that movie?
What's that?
It's called Oversexed Rug. What's the whole title?
Oversexed Rug Suckers from Mars.
It's basically like a softcore.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And
from what decade?
It's like the 80s.
It's like 1980s.
Okay.
Seven.
Oh, that's the highlight of the softcore.
There were cable channels that would play nothing but that, just softcore, you know.
And this is like a really, it was like a bad sci-fi.
Like Flesh Gordon. Remember that?
Flesh Gordon. I forgot about that.
I've heard of it.
It all starts with that, you know.
That's a one for the bag.
Flesh Gordon.
I might throw that in there.
No, you can't be watching those movies. It's a family show. There's kids around.
Last night, I don't know if you saw it, but we were talking on there last night, and Jazz from the High Expectations podcast was like, "Hey, why don't y'all just throw some gay porno in there?" I'm like, "Nah, nah, I can't, nah." I'm good.
Throw it in the bag just for
reaction. Draw the line.
For reaction, yeah.
I draw the line.
That's the first time we've ever drawn on this show.
Well, you can't go. I mean, it's a whole different show if you start doing just porn, period. You know what I mean?
So, what do you say on that one?
Yeah, it's like, hey.
That'd be a different kind of home video hustle.
Yeah.
It's a different criteria.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What you're expecting from this art form is a different situation.
And then when you pull them out of the bag, you have to show just the spine of the video, like we used to do at the store. And just, there it is.
Yeah.
That show would be more fun just recording us going and buying them from the store.
Take a recorder in there. Don't forget, you got to buy, let me see, I'm going to buy a box of Skittles, and I'm going to buy this Coke.
And a comb, and a couple of those gummy worms.
I'm going to rent, the last Starfighter, and oh yeah, this one here.
Can I see your ID?
Yeah. Yeah, let me rent The Wizard of Oz. Yeah, so.
And The Wizard of Roz.
The Wizard of Roz.
Wizard of
Oz. Batman and Throbbing. That's yes, right. Here we go.
I'll take an Abba Zabba and a comb and a Coca-Cola.
Batman and Throbbing.
It's like, probably a real one, too.
That's probably real, yeah.
Let's go. We're going to buy
it's like American Graffiti. It's that scene. You know, he goes in there. Okay, I'll take the
Have you ever seen American Graffiti, Brent?
Nope.
Oh, you should. That's one. That's a good one. That's really Lucas early on, and it's a really good movie, and it influenced a lot of other movies. And it's one movie that has constant music on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's all source. It's always coming out of like a car radio.
It's like the first one where
or a jukebox or
there's a reason there's music.
Yeah, there's no
when movies do that.
Yeah, there's no soundtrack at all like overlaid. It's
no orchestral.
Except in the beginning when they do
That's Rock Around the Clock.
Yeah, but it's done over the credits.
Yeah.
But other than that, every song in the movie is playing like in a loudspeaker or something. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's really young, like Harrison Ford, young Ron Howard.
Richard Dreyfuss is like a kid, you know. He's like they're all like teenagers, you know.
It's cool.
Suzanne Summers.
Yeah.
They're all
it's worth checking
super
out
young, yeah.
For sure. And the soundtrack is all oldie.
I've seen the THX 1138. That's him too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this was like his second one. This is the one he did after that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he didn't do a hell of a lot when you think about it. He did THX, American Graffiti, and then Star Wars. And then he took a 17-year break from directing, you know. He did a lot of producing and writing, but really, he did those three movies and sat it out for a couple decades, you know.
Yeah.
But American Graffiti is really good.
He was sitting there counting that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he said when it came down to it, he says, you can do one or the other. I don't have enough energy to produce it and direct it, you know. So, I mean, you've heard him say that. Yeah. I'll be the guy that gets the details nailed down, but I can't direct and produce, you know.
Say what you will about Lucas in his later years. You got to give it up for Star Wars and Raiders of the Lost Ark. He and Spielberg created Indiana Jones.
Yep.
He wrote the story. Spielberg directed it. So you got to.
PJ never seen those.
Really?
He never seen Indiana Jones before.
What's that now?
PJ, his co-host, PJ's has never seen
Wow.
I know.
How old?
You know what? You've ever seen Encino Man? And where they dig up the guy out of the ice. They dig up the egg out of the ice and they have to show him like how the phone works and everything. That's PJ movie-wise.
Wow.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's no way – I can't imagine somebody seeing Raiders of the Lost Ark even after all these years and not digging it. I mean, think about it.
How it was with Star Wars.
Because it's – but I mean, geez, there's so much action in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, the great thing about Raiders is it doesn't seem dated because it's already takes place in the 30s.
That's true.
Yeah.
So there's not really a lot of special effects.
And there's a lot of action and a lot of humor.
He might like that one.
The pace is
I think
much,
you'll like those better.
The pace is much faster.
Raiders is the movie I tell people, like, if you're going to edit – if you're going to write, edit, direct a movie – from the first scene, that movie never stops going.
There's no fat.
You have – they explain what he is. You find out what he is. You figure out what he does in the first 5 minutes. Yeah. They cut to the credits. They come back. They give you the plot. Porkins comes and Porkins shows up. Isn't that Porkins?
Porkins.
That's Porkins, right?
Is it?
You love Porkins, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You always talking
about well, because
I know, we always make fun of him. We always go, because it's lazy writing. It's Lieutenant Fatso.
It is,
you know? Well, so, Lieutenant Waddles. You know? Like, just give him a name. Give him a real name.
Well, I always like Porkins.
Cupcake.
Porkins dies because he's fat. There's no other reason.
He can't reach the switch. Yeah, I can't shake him. I can't reach the switch.
No, he just says, I got a problem here. I can't lock it down. And you know he probably was eating like a
he's got
like
a shake in one hand.
He's eating like a pastrami sandwich, and he probably dripped mustard into the control panel.
Isn't that a gift that you posted before where it had somebody put like a cup of pop or something in his hand?
I did one of him just blowing up. I don't know if somebody did that with him. Like
imagine that. They're going to do both hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah. That's the only,
don't eat while you're chasing the time.
You know why I'm sensitive to Porkins, Brent? Because as a fat guy, I really feel for him. You know,
I know it's we're like, going, of course. They shoot down the fat guy.
Yeah. He's got to like, they got to jam him into that cockpit. Nothing fits.
But everybody has a real name. And when they got to him, they're just like, I don't know, Lieutenant.
Well, somebody, I think, was it Liz? Was it Liz that said that?
Yeah, I think it was.
That she was saying that originally he was supposed to be a pig man.
Yeah.
But even that's lazy writing. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Because it's not Earth. It's supposed to be a galaxy far, far away.
That would just be having like a character, you know, like you have a character like with red hair and you just call him Red. That's just lazy writing. Yeah. It's like
Stretch.
Admiral Akbar is from the planet.
Mon Calamari.
Really? Yeah. He's from the planet Calamari?
Yeah.
No, he's from Mon planet Calamari.
Mon Calamari.
But it's like saying he's from the planet Fish Sticks or something. Yeah. It's like, come on. Just write, come on. You can't come up with a name for a planet?
Sounds like something from Space Boss.
Exactly, yeah.
May the Schwartz be with
you. Lieutenant Squid.
Surrounded by assholes. I feel like that a lot around here. But
seriously, folks.
I kid. Because. Yeah, Porkins, man, give Porkins some love. But I think
I love that he called you on that. You're always talking about Porkins. What is it with this guy?
I do bring up Porkins
because we're always laughing at him
because he's fat. That's the only reason he dies. Watch that scene. There's nothing happens to him.
Nah, he's just.
Oh yeah, I see.
He's just being fat. That's all he's doing. Yeah, that's his only sin.
We do that all the time at work. We go stay on target.
Yeah.
Oh, they got Porkins.
Yeah. He got an
I was trying to remember what he was saying. That's what he was saying.
He's like, I got a problem here. I can't lock it down.
I'm out of napkins. I mean, I can't.
Yeah.
I dropped my straw.
I'm out of Coke.
It's like, get a real
going
problem,
down.
I always love in that scene that whenever the TIE fighters are about to shoot down an X-Wing, they always have to make sure that their control stick is properly screwed to the dashboard because they always turn that little dial.
Oh yeah,
they're
like, yeah,
zzz, zzz, mm-hmm. and then you got to do the X-wing lean. You just gotta, yeah. There's a conversation. I don't want to get into it because it gets very blue. But
and you don't work blue.
I don't. Well, it's just, you know, we have. There's people. Sometimes I just feel weird.
There's standards and practices.
Making those kinds of jokes, yes. But I have been known on occasion when you know, at a certain point,
just say it.
At a certain point during a certain act, I will let out a yell like an X-wing fighter pilot getting shot down. I'll just be like, yeah!
And then you go, was it good for you? I can't shake him. Was it good for you?
I can't shake him.
I can't see him. Stay on target. Stay on target.
I gotta go shake the weasels.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, he's lighting a cigarette.
Yep. Oh, I love it. Good old Star Wars. Good old Porkins. But I think that is the same actor, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, we'll be looking for that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, that scene, Porkins comes, tells them what they need to do.
I see.
Have you never gone to Sunday school? Here's the staff of Ra. This is what it does. This is the arc.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. And then,
you might be right.
Okay.
And then, boom, they're on their way. They're on their way.
That's right.
I'll tell you this about Raiders. This is why Raiders has a special place in my heart. My dad grew up, you know, he's like a Korean War vet, but he loved, you know, he's one of these guys that – he liked to watch movies. He didn't like to watch a lot of. He loved like Charles Bronson movies. Like a lot of the movies you like, Brent, are stuff my dad would have loved.
Okay.
He liked a lot of like, you know, the 60s, 70s action movie, you know, kind of like the more hardcore violence, like, you know, French Connection, loved all those movies. But he had a real thing for it, loved sci-fi movies, loved that genre. So, you know, he took me to see Star Wars because he had seen Flash Gordon as a kid at the theater. He'd actually seen the serials,
that's
you know.
Cool. Okay.
So when we went to see Raiders, he loved it because he said it reminded him of watching the serials they would show before the movies as a
kid. And that was the whole point.
And so that was the only movie that I've ever seen, honestly, with because my brothers are older than I am. I was born late. My brothers, one brother's 15 years older than me. That's the only movie I've ever seen with my mom, my dad, and both of my brothers, and they had their wives in them. I was like 9 or 10 when that movie came out. That was the only movie we all went to see as a family because my brother had seen it already. And he's like, we all have to go see this movie together.
Oh, that's great.
So we all went out to see it, and it was amazing.
That's nice because it's something for everybody.
Yeah,
really.
It was the coolest thing I'd ever seen, like, you know, aside from Star Wars. I had never had an experience like that.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. We saw it in 70 millimeter. That was back when they were still running movies in like 70 millimeter.
Wow, nice.
And it was awesome. So that movie has a place in my heart. So if you throw that in the bag one day, Brent, I will be eternally grateful.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, to check out Assault on Precinct 13 and Taken to Pelham 123. Those are two ones that I think will be that you'll like. They're in the
no,
I think
for sure. Shout Factory released Assault on Precinct 13 on Blu-ray, so I'll probably grab that.
It's a good one. It's good. It's almost like a Western. Just it's like
That's what it is.
It's pretty much a Western.
It's a Western.
Oh, okay. In modern day L.A.
And like, that's John Carpenter. That's before Halloween.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
it was before Halloween.
It's
before
Halloween. It's like 76. Oh, okay.
Fact,
I think
it may be just about the first feature for him. I don't know if anything came before that.
Didn't he do the what's the sci-fi one? The Dark Star.
Oh, Dark Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might have done.
I think it might have been after that.
Yeah.
It might have. Yeah, it was. I think it was. But it was before Halloween. Yeah. I think it's like 1976.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Check it out. All right, Brent. We really have to say goodbye, man.
This is what happens when you get movie nuts together. Yeah.
Well, I loved it. This is the best episode we've done ever.
Pure movies. You know what? It's pure movies.
Patrick and Justine, sorry. We're just going to call Brent every week. Brent's on the show.
I'm cool with it.
I'm just kidding. They couldn't drive in today. They had something going on.
Mission accomplished. Weeded out the lessers.
The dream team.
Yeah that's it. The real dream team.
The real dream team. We got you're like the Midwest Avengers out there.
Hey.
Yeah, that's it. You and PJ are locking it down in the Midwest. All right.
Oh, for sure.
We will talk to you soon, PJ, and then I'm just gonna do a couple quick shout outs and we're gonna wrap it up. What I say, PJ, I always do that.
You know what, he does that here too. He'll look right at somebody and call him the wrong name.
You know what?
He stares right in my face for like a second, and he's like,
here's what,
hey, Patrick.
Brent, please don't think I'm racist.
Hey, I hear him do it.
Please don't think I'm racist because I do it to the white kids, too. Yeah. I do it all the time.
He doesn't discriminate. He does it to everybody.
They're going to start wearing name tags.
Yeah, please do.
He'd ignore the name tag and still say Patrick.
What
at that point, he would do it just to be an ass.
It'll be like that office episode where you just have your like they make everybody write their ethnicity on their forehead. Mm-hmm. They write it. I'm gonna make you guys do that. Just write your names on your real big in big letters. I'd still screw it up.
Yeah,
I'm old.
Then you would do it just to be funny.
Since I'm light skinned.
That's it. I'm racist against white people. That's what it is. We figured it out. Yeah. That's what it is. Because that's a thing.
Because
that's a thing.
I heard that's a thing.
That can actually happen.
I heard that's a
I have all the power, so I can that, actually.
I heard that's a presidential thing.
I can actually make.
There's some fine people.
Yeah, on both sides.
These are fine people.
Both sides, yeah.
Fine people such as
Two
Himmler
sides to every story.
And
remember.
Wasn't that some bull?
Oh.
Some very fine.
Yeah, I learned that in history class. The reason Hitler could take all of those countries back was because he had a permit. I don't know if you guys know that.
They were just protesting tearing down the monument.
Tearing down the monument to slavery. Yep. You know, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's something I'd want to look at if I lived in that town.
Well, you've heard him talk. He doesn't even know what the Civil War was about.
Right.
He thinks it was like 20 years ago.
He thought it was Captain America versus
Marvel
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That moment where you say, Andrew Jackson could have stopped this. Yeah, maybe he's dead 20 years before there was a Civil War.
That's what happens when you don't read books.
Man. He's like, man, Paul Revere could have cleaned that right up, you know?
Yeah.
Captain America could have saved it.
I have this dream in where I have a meeting with Trump And I just keep, every time he says something, I just keep referring, like open a history book, and I just like keep shooting him down, And he says, he says to me, what does that book tell you that it does not tell me? And I say, it tells me that goose-stepping morons like you should try reading books instead of burning.
I should have given it to the Marx Brothers.
I wrote them down in my diary so that I wouldn't have to remember. This episode is never going to end.
No.
It's like one of our shows.
Yeah, you start talking about monster movies, we'll never get out of here. It'll be like 8
p.m. What about the
so how about that it'll be new like 8 Shin, p.m. Godzilla?
What about the Universal horror movies? You watch those, Brent?
Oh, I got them, all of them.
There
I
you
got
go.
Frankenstein, Dracula, Wolfman.
There you go.
That, now
there
you're speaking you John's language.
Yeah. Invisible Man.
Oh, most definitely.
The Mummy.
DJ's never seen any of those.
Oh, man.
Let's just see John's face right now.
Look, just throw one in the bag. Bride of Frankenstein.
On Halloween and all of October, we're doing all horror movies. One bag is going to be nothing but Universal Monsters.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Perfect. Oof.
You got to throw the Bride of Frankenstein in there.
Oh, for sure.
The original Invisible Man with Claude Rains. Oh.
Even the moon's afraid of me.
Ah, so good. So good.
We always wonder what that means.
Well, it means he's batshit crazy. And that really illustrates it. The whole audience goes, oh, no, he's nuts. He's invisible and he's nuts. Yeah.
He's
bad
invisible
combination.
And the moon's afraid of him.
You think the moon really was afraid of him?
In his mind, he's just going crazy. I love that scene where, like,
if I was the moon, I'd be.
What is monocaine? Oh, I hope he hasn't taken this ghastly stuff. And you're like, no, he has. He thinks the moon's afraid of him.
Well, power, it's a wonderful power. Life.
Brent, what we're gonna do is we're gonna clear. I'm gonna do this ahead of time next time, and we'll do some topics, and we'll definitely talk about some movies.
We'll call you at 5 a.m.
Yeah, or some movies that you guys don't get in the bag, or you haven't that you want to talk about that you haven't. Done a bag pull on yet, you know, because this was fun. We will talk about movies all day, honestly.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. All right. Seriously, I'm going to let you go because we are – I'm serious. You want to know how long we've been on? This show is now at 1:45.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right. And we called gold. You. We were 5 minutes in when we called
my
you.
My phone –
pure gold.
My phone – we called you an hour and a half ago.
What about that?
Has it been that long?
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it, right?
I know.
It's 15 minutes of Trump dump and then just nothing.
It seems like
we've
just been shooting the shit about movies for the last 10 minutes.
You're welcome, audience.
That's all we do.
You're welcome.
We did a kind of a – Moana. We just did a bag pull but just on like 50 different movies.
Yeah. No kidding.
Oh, my God.
How many bags is that?
I'm so tired. So I'm exhausted.
So tired. Must go out for
You know what did it? I tricked my body by doing that X-Wing scream, and now I just want to sleep. My body's like, oh, we're finished? Okay, good. Yeah, let's...
Now roll over and go to sleep.
But you need the pastrami sandwich.
Yeah.
just black.
You know what would be great? It would have been great what was it? The special edition. They go back. They do the porking scene. And he's just like this. I got a problem. I got a problem here.
I'm out of horseradish.
I'm out of mustard. Anybody got some milk?
I got a problem. Yeah. And then just food flying out into the camera.
The windshield is just covered in food.
There's a spit take as he goes down.
X-Wing kind of flies over. There's just vomit all over the panel.
And then you see him on the planet going, from now on, no more eating before the battle. I can't stress this enough. No more eating while you're flying.
Yeah. But I found this new pastrami place. It sounded really
good. That scene in Empire Strikes Back where John Ratzenberger makes a quick cameo.
That's right.
And she's saying the ion can will fire 2 shots. And no eating or drinking.
Porkins.
Remove your cup holder.
Yeah. That's it.
Instead of, it's the size of a womp rat, it's the size of a Happy Meal.
Yeah. This is Porkins' brother, Cowface. Please no eating, Cowface. How come you don't have the same last name? Different dads.
Oh, boy.
That's it. We love you, Brent. Mm.
His dad is a real
pain. Always, nothing but love for you guys and the show. And we'll talk to you soon.
To y'all, man.
Of course, we gotta wrap this up, or Liz is gonna kill us. I tried to listen to your show
for the room.
Nobody, but people are listening. You think that you know what? You're right. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Wait till you get the feedback on the show. You're gonna be making this call again.
I couldn't get past the Trump dump. I'll finish it later. All the good stuff is buried in the back.
I turned it up.
Yeah. It's backloaded.
Like, oh, it's just some political babble. I don't want to listen.
I don't want to listen to a whole show about Trump.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah. At the 13th minute, they click.
What if you had just stayed on?
It's like the Defenders. It took me 4 episodes to get to where I want to watch it, but I had to really wade through that.
I haven't finished that yet.
What episode are you on?
About 5.
Yeah, 4 got good. 5 is, you know, they're better now. But those first 3 episodes were like, ugh.
Yeah, I was kind of bored.
Yeah. I don't care about Iron Fist or...
Me either.
Or Jessica Jones, and I know that's unpopular.
Well, I like her, though.
Is this charging itself?
I don't know. I'm trying to
it's
see
like
if it works.
It's like a feedback loop, yeah. And this, I'm not even kidding. I was watching it as you were doing it. It was here.
Yeah.
And now it's going up.
I have a battery. I'm trying to see if it'll charge itself.
It is literally charging itself.
I thought that was a flask.
It is. It's a flask of power, like a Marvel movie.
It really looks like a flask.
You will never take the flask of power. You will never drink from this flask, John Sandy.
And we lost him.
Even the moon is afraid of me because of the elixir of life.
They're all frightened. Frightened
in my flask of power.
Inside of the flask of power, which shall never touch your lips, John.
This is how the show ends, with Warrior just going off the deep end.
I don't know what that character was, but I really... That's going to be my new guy in a restaurant.
I like
that's going to be my... Every
new
time
guy
I go,
shall never drink from the flask of power.
New guy.
I would like a Coke Zero in this flask of power.
And they go, security.
Yeah.
Security. Right. Oh.
We've been here so long, Emma's now leaving. She started her shift, and now she's leaving.
She's kicking us out.
And now it's the night shift.
No, she's not leaving. She's in here to turn on the AC. Emma, your hair looks lovely today, by the way.
Thank you.
Brent says so, too.
Thank
you. Oh. Dang. You'll hear it on the show. You'll know what's up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
Shut up.
A long time.
Not long enough for you to talk shit about it.
It's coming up on 3 hours. Yeah,
1 hour 49 minutes. We're going for record. We're going for 2 hour show today.
I was gonna ask, is this your longest?
2 hour show.
Do they charge us extra?
No,
they don't charge us.
No. Shh, don't say that out loud.
What? I mean, no.
You can cut that.
No, it's fine.
we'll fix it in post.
Do that. Don't say that.
That's Emma doesn't charge me because Brent flirts with her, and then I get discounts. It's called the Brent discount.
Is that why you had me do
it's
that?
It's called the Silk discount.
We appreciate you, Brent.
Silky smooth. Emma is walking
out
of here on a cloud. You should see her. Oh, my God.
Look at it. Do you hear those giggles of joy?
Yeah, look at it. She's like floating out.
She's on cloud nine right now. She's like doing this little dance.
Floating
doing
out
this
like Nosferatu. Just right out of the room.
It's like straight up watching a Disney movie.
She's glowing.
Yeah. She's watching Fox and the Hound right now and crying.
Don't do that.
That's so weird. Okay.
That'd be a great blurb for that. Don't do that.
I'm gonna do it.
You're gonna rent this movie? Don't do that.
Here, watch. You want to make the show go longer? Watch. I'm gonna do this. All right, Brent. Oh. We're gonna talk to you later. We do an extra 10 minutes every time I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Count the goodbyes, guys. Let me know how many goodbyes
like
we said.
Hey, yeah, that would be
5.
Yeah. How many times have you said, "Well, we really gotta go"?
You know what we just did? We did Return of the King. We Return of the King. This where there's you don't know that reference, Brent, but there's like 5 false endings to the last.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've heard about it because of Clerks 2.
Oh, that's right.
Clerks 2.
Wait, isn't Salma Hayek in Clerks 2?
Rosario Dawson.
Rosario. Oh.
Yeah.
My other wife, Rosario Dawson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sin City.
Was it hard to watch that episode of Defenders with Luke Cage then?
No, because, like, you know, what do I have on Luke Cage? Nothing. You know? Like, it's not like Luke Cage is going to see – it's not like Rosario Dawson is going to see Luke Cage and Brown Porkins and go, I wonder which one.
Clearly Porkins.
That sounds like a new band, Brown Porkins.
And now,
the Brown Porkins.
And now here's something for the youngsters.
Brown Porkins, my favorite snack chip.
Brown Porkins. Get them next to the pork crisps.
Yeah, next to the chicharrones.
Chicharrones.
All right.
And my grandma loves chicharrones.
I do too. Is your grandma Mexican?
Yes, she is.
Is she really?
Yeah.
You have a Mexican grandma?
Yeah.
Why have I been so mean to you?
I don't know.
I got to focus it all the rage.
I told you before. My whole mom's side is Mexican.
I don't listen when you talk.
I love that.
I've heard you say that on the show before.
Brent, don't back him up. Why are you agreeing with him now?
I think I've said it at least like 2 or 3 times.
It's just your grandma though, right? So you're like a...
My whole mom's side.
Really?
Yes.
And it just went in one ear and out the other.
I've said this to you several times.
You don't listen because you don't listen to me.
need you to listen to me.
You don't listen to me. I told you when I first met you, my grandmother's Mexican, and you didn't listen to me.
This is this is a revelation. As Brent would say, I'm shook right now.
I'm gobsmacked.
Now you made me shook right now.
As Morrissey would say, I'm gobsmacked.
I'm shook right now. I'm
flabbergasted. I'm dumbfounded.
I am at a loss. We're like brothers, and I'm over here.
Yeah.
I'm over here pooping on you instead of what's his name? Jake. Yeah, instead of Jake.
Almost day.
That was pretty good.
I know.
That was underplayed. Very good. Bravo.
I always bring it back.
Bravo.
Bravo.
The Oscar award goes to
chicharrones. You know what? Those are fried pork skins.
Yes, they are.
I'm sure they have those in Ohio.
Or people call them pork rinds.
Pork rinds.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they call them around here.
Yeah.
Do you eat those?
I have. I don't normally eat them, though.
They're good for you.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Oz just did a whole show on it.
That's what they tell me.
Dr. Oz doesn't have a chicharrones.
No, you know what? They are. They're full of salt, but I'll tell you what it is. There's no carbs and no sugar in them. So when I'm, you know, when
so
I want,
like health
you just
food.
Drink
when I want,
a lot of water.
When I want to eat a chip, but I can't have chips, I either eat veggie straws or. But my wife gets grossed out when she sees me buy the.
So it's really the salt.
You never had veggie straws,
good, man.
You never had a veggie straw.
They are literally like little fries made of veggies.
They look like French fries and they're made
of
vegetables.
Good? That sounds terrible.
No, I kid you not. You get the ranch ones.
Oh, okay.
It's like what you would imagine. You've got to dump a lot of flavoring on.
Oh, okay.
No, they're good on their own too.
The sea salt ones are good.
Yeah.
You know,
You get a huge bag of them for like nothing.
I was a fast food junkie before I became diabetic. That's what did it. Mm. And trust me when I tell you, you will like veggie straws. They are delicious.
Who makes those?
Nice, salty, crispy.
If I could take that recommend, crispy goodness. Because you like pepperoni. I mean, you like pineapple on pizza though.
Oh, I'm
with you, John, on that one. I can't do it.
Oh, see? We found somebody who agrees with
me. We're
going
to keep this show going now.
I haven't.
Yeah, because he had it. He made it out like, oh, the whole world loves pineapple and pizza. Yes. But I don't think so.
I actually get into a regular argument with my friends about pineapple and pizza.
Now, let me ask you
this. Always pick it off.
Brent.
I feel like it's at least once a week I have an argument
now,
about
you know,
it.
You're right. This show isn't going to end because I have you on here now.
Yes.
Now, how did you – let me ask you this. In what way did you try the pineapple on pizza?
You put it on top.
No. But was it like the Hawaiian style? Because I'm not a fan.
Oh, like rings
I'm
or
not a,
pieces?
I'm not a fan of the Hawaiian style.
So you dice it.
It's okay.
I like it diced.
And not like a ring right on the top.
No, okay. I like it diced.
Out of the can.
With pepperoni.
Yes.
Either way, it's pineapple on a pizza.
I get diced pepperoni with some jalapenos and like ham and bacon.
Yeah. Well, no ham. I don't like the ham.
So you're making like a real Hawaiian thing.
Shout out to Hittish Patel.
Is it ham? It might just be bacon.
Hittish Patel said pepperoni, jalapeno, and pineapple because then you get the salty, sweet, and spicy.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people
take pineapple off, it'd be all right.
Brendan, I really feel like this is something we're not going to come back from. I feel like this is really going to.
That's all it took, right?
We disagree on a lot of things,
said, I don't
but
like pineapple.
I think this is one I can't.
Well, if our friendship can survive it, we've known each other like 30 years.
I invite you to my podcast, Brent, where my children play and my wife sleeps. And you tell me.
Fluoride mandrake.
I can't even.
Children's ice cream.
I can't even do it, dude. I can't even finish that character.
I love the way he does it.
Because when I put it on Twitter, I put it in like all caps. I was like, who the hell on the show eats pineapple on pizza? And he just kind of put a thing that just said,
There you go. You looked at me like I was from outer space when I said I could not tolerate pineapple on a pizza.
John,
you looked at me like I was a.
Let me tell you why this shocks me.
You looked at me like I was a bug. You'll find out.
Let me tell you why this floored me, John.
Yes.
And do not be insulted because before my diabetes, we were brothers in our junk food addiction.
That's true.
Brent, if you ever come out here, we're going to hook up with John, and he's going to take you to some of the greatest places to eat some of the food, most delicious food that is the worst for you all over Los Angeles. John knows he knows every greasy spoon from here to Santa Monica. I'm not kidding. He knows all the. We'll be in any neighborhood and be like, "Hey, there's a great place up here. They do hot dogs wrapped in Twinkies, and
this has got bacon wrapped hot dogs, and so this one's got chili
You and I at one point, yeah. I don't have it anymore, but we had the stomach of a billy goat, John. Yeah. We could eat anything,
cast iron.
Yeah. So it shocks me that you will just turn your nose up at pepperoni and pineapple.
It's just so wrong, you know.
Why? You get a little spicy, get a little bit of sweet, a little salty. It's good.
I'm not opposed to like a little sweet with a little salty. It just seems like that is an alien thing to put on a pizza, you know? It doesn't improve it, so why are you doing it,
it
you know?
It does improve it.
You know what? It is alien because it's out of this world.
Hey! Hey, yeah! There you go. High fives all around for my new Mexican son.
Well, it's out of this world like Martian turds.
I'm part of the family now.
You can't say turd. You can't say Martian.
Whoa.
Don't say Martian.
So, Brent,
that's racist.
Let me ask you this: you're going to buy a pizza right now. What is going to be on your pizza?
Double pepperoni. That's all I need.
See, I'm the same way. I don't like to do mushrooms, anything, whatever. My brother likes to eat
meat lovers.
The combo. So it's like the bell peppers, the onions, the sausage. And it's fine.
Pizza.
Yeah. Yum. Like that's fine.
I can eat those too. I like those.
But if
those are like a kitchen sink pizza.
Give me a choice, pepperoni just alone. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
But
if you gotta put something on it, black olives.
Jalapenos.
Black olives, man. That just makes it.
Sardines.
Sardines?
See, that's
sardines.
I'm with you on that one, Brent. Does anybody eat anchovies?
I don't know.
No.
You don't really see
people
doing that.
Do people put anchovies on it anymore?
It's kind of hard to find a pizza.
I've never seen that.
It's hard to find a pizza place that even bothers with anchovies anymore.
Yeah.
That used to be a thing. That's not one of the toppings. You know?
I'd try it once.
It's in like all the cartoons.
Little dead fish. Yeah, I guess I think it used to be a thing.
They're just super, super salty, aren't they?
I don't know.
They're like little dead fish.
That reminds me of my dad eating sardines out of the can. Like
that's what it is. I mean, an anchovy is about the size of a sardine. Yeah,
you're talking my dad lived through the Great Depression. There was nothing you could put in front of him that would gross him out or he would not eat.
It's food.
Sure. I remember one time I think I told the story on the show. I went to make a bologna sandwich and I was going to throw it away. I go, what are you doing? My dad goes, what are you doing? I go, look, Dad, it's got mold on it. He just like picked it off. He's like, fry it up. It's fine.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah. Stale bread, toasted. Yeah.
I'll just eat a tortilla.
Yeah.
With sour cream in it.
Yeah.
Do we eat cheese all the time?
What?
Is mold fermented?
Yeah, but that's.
It's fine with a little bit of mold.
It's supposed
good
to be.
Good for you. It's good bacteria.
It's very.
Blue
it's
cheese.
Good bacteria.
It's either very old meat or very new cheese.
Yikes.
Remember that? Was that George Carlin? It's green. It's either very old meat or very new cheese. Yeah.
We are now at 1 minute 15. You might as well just stay on the line for 30 more seconds, Brent. Get the 2 hours in.
Okay, it's been a great show.
Anyone you want to shout out while you're on here? Anybody?
Before the power.
Are you listening to anybody new? Have you discovered any new podcasts?
You asked me too quick. There actually was a couple. There's one podcast. It's called the Hey Down in Front podcast.
Yes, I follow them. Yeah.
Okay, I just checked them out. They did an episode on Mortal Kombat, and they just basically watch a movie and like talk over it with it playing in the background.
Oh, that's like Mystery Science Theater.
Running
just
commentary.
The audio.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of those. They did that on Everything I Learned from Movies. Did one of those?
Yeah, they've done I forget what it was now.
Well, you know, while you're here, you know, I'll just do my shout outs right now since you can listen too. So Heil on Life, Noelle from Heil on Life. She has the Heil on. We've talked about her on the show. Great podcast, Heil on Life podcast. And she just does one-on-one interviews with people that she knows who are, you know, interesting or have, I think she's done a few of people that she doesn't know, actually. Other people she's found on Twitter. But, she has a friend named Peter who has he's making us look bad. He has a cottage industry. So the one I listened to was called Podstalgia. Which is basically he goes through and listens to an older movie. And then he has another one called he rotates with a couple other people on one called Music Ate My Brain. That's like they review different albums and stuff.
I like the sound of that.
Podstalgia is he watches older movies or movies from when he grew up. Very similar to what the guys from the Retro Convo do. That's another they're a local podcast. As a matter of fact, we're gonna have one of the guys from if all works out, We're going to have one of the gentlemen from Retro Convo come in next week, be a guest in studio. So if you haven't heard them, check them out. But check out Peter's podcast. Check out Podstalgia, which is great. And then he also has one called We Got Five, which, Brent, I think you would love. It's just him and his friend, and they just do different top five lists every week. So this week it was like top five card games. They've done top five athletes, top five. Every week it's just a new top five.
That's cool.
So it's really, really fun. And it's just two guys kind of doing what we do here, just sitting around and seeing where the conversation takes them, you know?
That's cool.
So shout out to Peter. He follows us on Twitter now. But check out his podcast called Podstalgia. I want to make sure it's not Podstalgic. But you can follow him on Twitter at...
Oh, I think it's Podstalgic.
Is it?
I think so.
Hang on. I don't want to drop the call since we're in it, you know? but let me find it. I've got my Podcast Addict app here. And I'm looking it up, so if you guys want to fill some time. It is Podstalgic. There we go. I'm sorry, I said Podstalgia. It's Podstalgic, and you can find him on Twitter at Podstalgic. Let me make sure that's right. But you can also find him on Twitter. He is personal one. He is. I got a little Jeff Sessions accent there. We're going to get rid of all the Mexicans. Let's see. I can say that.
You're being ironic.
Yeah. Well, he is.
Isn't it ironic?
Isn't that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
You just follow at Podstalgic. And then his personal Twitter is at RIP Citizen. At RIP Citizen. So that's Peter. And then another great podcast that I found, and it's not in our group, Brent, but I don't know, Brent, do you like the, not supernatural stuff, but just like more out of the ordinary stuff, like Bigfoot, all that kind of stuff? Are you in any of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Folklore?
Folklore, but like cryptozoology, that kind of stuff. And here's the thing. I don't believe any of it exists, but I will talk about it forever.
What's cryptozoology?
Cryptozoology is like the study of animals that are beyond... Sort of like
Bigfoot, Jersey Devil, Loch Ness Monster,
Chupacabra,
Thunderbird, all that stuff.
Thunderbirds are go. there's a podcast called Not Alone, and it's two gentlemen from, I believe, Indiana.
I'm gonna have to check that one out.
They did a show, episode 28. That show is called Not Alone. They did an episode, John, have you ever heard the story of the Mad Gasser of Mattoon?
No.
There were a series of gas attacks in 1940s in this town in Indiana, this little remote town. And this sort of mass hysteria gripped the town because people were waking up saying they had been gassed. They felt paralysis. They woke up woozy. And people saw a suspect, like a tall man in a cap running away from all. And the next thing you know, like all of the town is calling in these reports.
Would they figure it out?
And that's the mystery.
They never really figured it out.
But that's since I read about it like years ago in the early days of the internet, I've been fascinated by that story. And I happened to find somebody retweeted it. I don't know who retweeted it. God bless them though, because I listened to the show and look for them. You can go to the notalonepodcast.com. / Gasser. That's their latest one.
So never solved, huh?
It's an unsolved mystery.
Were they robbed or violated?
No, they were just gassed.
Off he goes.
It was like a terror attack. But it reminded me of the old poster you have of the Sandman.
Oh, yeah.
From the 30s.
The old Sandman comic, yeah.
Yeah, but they
Because he had a gas gun and a mask and a fedora. Mm-hmm. Back in those days, you didn't need the...
Yeah, so that's one you might want to check out, Brendan. If you're at work and it's late and you want to kind of listen to something weird... but they've done a lot of different things about like different areas that are supposed to be like mystery areas and stuff like that. And let me see if we can find them on Twitter real quick. I hear Brent typing. He's either buying snacks at the store. Are you looking it up, Brent?
Something about folklore is so interesting too. Japanese folklore and European folklore are
all terrifying,
super terrifying, and crazy. Yeah, especially Japanese folklore.
At Not Alone Pod, you can follow them at Not Alone Pod. So please give a shout out to, or please give a listen to Podstalgic. We Got Five, Music Ate My Brain. Those are all great, and check out the Not Alone, the gentleman Not Alone. I really love their show, and it was a good. I was driving around and. That's a story that just fascinated me, and they really did their homework.
Wow.
They did a lot of research on it, which really impressed me.
Never heard about that.
Our research is 5 minutes before we walk in. Hey, look this up real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I saw it in the back of
We just don't even do it.
Yeah, well, you don't need to because you just watched the movie, so everything you need there is there. So, all right. Well, that's it, guys. We've done it. And much love again to Cult 45 podcast and the Nerdy Bitches podcast.
How are they doing?
They are doing better, but they still have a lot of – it's going to take them a lot of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have another storm moving into the Gulf. So we'll see what happens.
Right. Well, it's Hurricane
Irma.
Irma, yeah.
This one seems to be moving closer to Florida.
It's a Category 5 one.
No, they're saying it's stronger than Category 5. They're really? Saying there is no – there's it's so strong there's no categorization for it because they never thought they would see a storm that big.
Me?
No.
Damn, for real? Jeez.
Yeah, for real. For real.
That's crazy.
It's on my personal Twitter. If you look it up, Brent, okay. It's on there somewhere.
Wow.
I retweeted it. It's an article. But, yeah, they were saying they never went past Category 5 because they thought nothing will ever
– So when's that going to hit?
It's supposed to make landfall before the weekend sometimes. But yeah, you know, it's almost – it's weird. It's almost like something's different. Maybe something's changing. I don't know.
Like, it's probably, like climate change?
Yeah, maybe.
Like sort of like global warming?
That's
maybe?
A myth.
That's a myth.
That's not real.
Chinese made it up. Like a hoax. You know?
Yeah.
It's like the Mad Gasser of Mattoon. It's just,
yeah,
it's all
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Show me proof.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's pardon Sheriff Joe, but we'll kick all the Mexicans out.
You can't trump the facts.
Sheriff Joe.
I'm just going to go listen to that the new Tribe Called Quest album just to make myself feel better after all this. That's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
Are We the People.
Know, right? Yeah,
that's it. Go. That's it. We the People. That's what I'm going to listen to. I'm just going to listen to that track all the way home.
There you go.
Brent, I seriously have to go because I have to go home. We're going to go into a Dodger game tonight, and if I don't get home soon, I was going to try to take a nap, but we just blew right through nap time. So
no memes for you.
No memes. No memes for me. No night-night. All right, for John Sandy, the great John the Rock. Never misses an episode.
Like a rock.
Except when he misses an episode.
Except when he misses an episode. For Jake. For Jake, my primo.
It's all different.
That's what it's like. Like now he's my favorite.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what's funny? Before we started
the episode. Your mom's Mexican? Oh, you're my favorite.
You don't know this about it today, Brad, but I actually have John on the other side of the room. We flip seats. So Jake is now in the seat that John would usually have. So it's weird. It all came together.
This is the way the universe turns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As the world turns.
All right. And so our special guest today, Brent, who actually ended up sitting in on the whole thing.
That was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We need to do it again.
Do it again sometime.
Heck yeah. But we will see you soon. And keep up the good work over there, Brent. And so
definitely. Y'all too, man.
So you're going to hear this. You get to hear the sign off live. All right. For John Sandy.
Special now.
For Jake. For everybody at the Home Video Hustle, PJ and Brent, we say fight the power, si se puede, and this transmission ends now.